It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Heard on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. And streaming at KAIRFM.com. Benedict and Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Ken Hamada at 913-379-8690. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Thanks for listening to Benedict and Raven Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedict and head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We're joined by Joel Osborne, head coach of the BC Ravens. Coach, it seems like it's been forever with the week off last week. And tell me what all the team did over the course of that extra time getting ready for the game today.
Yeah, we did a great job, I thought, of getting better. Last week we had practice on Wednesday and Thursday, gave the kids the Tuesday off, and then they got the weekend off, and then we came back and got going with our normal schedule on Sunday, getting in the weight room, and then practicing again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then walkthrough on Friday, and then ready for the game.
Talk about the game, a quick look over our shoulder. Even though it's been 2 weeks ago, the last time up, it was at Penn. Road games are always hard, and you know, every team in this conference is good, and especially at home, Penn was a handful.
Yeah, they were. I thought they came out and played really physical. I thought defensively we were pretty much lights out. I think they had one drive the whole game. And offensively, we were moving the ball. We just turned it over too many times, especially in the red zone. We were 1-for-5 in the red zone, and that any time you don't score points when you're down there, it really knocks your confidence down. So, you know, credit to William Penn for their game plan, and we got to learn from it and get better from it for the next game.
I always kid with you about how I love the running game, and your running back was lights out. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I thought our running game was really good. You know, Witherspoon had a great game, really had some nice runs there, some big physical runs. Had a big run at the end of the game. Down the sideline to really, you know, put it in a situation where we could seal the game and, you know, and run the clock down and got our defense, you know, to get their offense backed up. So, yeah, it was good to see him come out, you know, and play really well.
Those late game possessions when a team like yours is holding on to a lead, we talk about it during the broadcast a lot. You need one first down or you need two first downs to lock a win away, and it's good to be able to have a guy like that and to show you last week or when our last game that he could do that and get you that first down.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And then I think the other thing too is you look at how the tight ends and the O-line were blocking for him as well. You know, he just needs a crease or he just needs a seam to hit. And, you know, I think they're getting a lot more confidence up front that we can run the ball. And that's good to see us be successful running with the running back.
You talk about the running area, the blocking of the tight end to establish that run game. And something that a lot of people don't get the chance to see, because you're looking at so many things on a field, is the blocking of the wide receivers, and particularly when you're getting the ball downfield a little bit. Those guys are doing a really good job. They're not just out there running routes, catching balls. They're doing way more things.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They're involved on every play. And those guys have, Coach Hauser's done a great job of getting them to play with effort and play with great technique and to be physical. And they're springing a lot of those big runs by Witherspoon and the rest of our players.
Okay, here we are halfway through, getting ready to go to the in-division games, the really important games in the conference. I'm sure that with, especially with a week off, you and your coaching staff have sat down and kind of assessed where this team is. Where is it as compared to where you thought it would be or where you might hoped it would be at the break?
Well, we're in the same situation we'd be in, honestly, if we were 6-0. We'd need to win our conference to make the playoffs. So we feel like we're in great shape, meaning we need to win these next five games to get into the playoffs. So we're just taking it one game at a time, though. So right now our big focus is playing well on Saturday in Fayette, Missouri, and then, you know, from there go to the next game. So, but honestly, we feel good about where we're at. We've got a few injuries that we're overcoming, and that bye week hopefully will help some of those guys get better and come out and be refreshed for the second half of the season.
Part of the whole thing with football, you're going to have some of those nicks and scrapes and some guys who may end up with a week off. This is where the depth that your team brings to play really comes in big.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you got to have next man up mentality. Coaching staff's got to be really organized in how we're going to, you know, get the ball to our playmakers' hands and then different ways to do that. And, you know, I think you got to rely on your playmakers as well that you have. And we still have some really good playmakers. And we saw that against William Penn, and we'll continue to find those guys.
Road game here today, Central Methodist. Last time we were over here, you know, they're pretty good, especially at their place. Tell me about this Central Methodist team this year.
Yeah, so they got a new coaching staff. Coach Dave Brown is the head coach. He was the offense coordinator at Missouri Western the last couple of years, so offensive-minded guy. But, you know, they're pretty sound in what they do. You know, they're basically starting over in terms of the roster. They got some older guys in the roster, but they don't have as many players as they probably would want to have. And so, you know, we've got to try to get to their backups, you know, try to wear them down. You know, I think establishing the running game on offense will be a big deal. You know, they're going to play a base cover four look on defense, play some man blitz and play cover one. And then offensively, they're going to be very diverse in how they attack. You know, they're going to be in spread formations. Running that modern pistol offense is what Dave's known for. And, you know, they're going to try to get the ball out in space to their playmakers. So defensively, I feel confident that Coach Cook will come out with another great game plan. He's really honed in with our defense the last couple weeks, and our kids have came out and they've been very physical. So, you know, we need to continue to do that. And then on special teams, you know, Central Methodist has given up some block punts, and so we've seen that on tape. You know, we need to try to expose them there. We want to try to get a big return on kickoff return whenever we get that opportunity and continue to have great field position like we did last week. That was probably one of the biggest keys to the William Penn game was our average field position was way better than theirs. And that's why, you know, it helps when you're playing that great on defense. But, you know, we really didn't punt the ball. You know, when we were moving the ball pretty much when we wanted to, and the only times we didn't score is when we turned it over. So we have to offensively take care of the football and then finish drives.
It's kind of cool to have an opposing head coach, but a guy who you know and I'm assuming have known for quite a while. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave's father, Paul, he's the quarterback coach at Blue Valley High School. And so when I was at Northwest Missouri State, I recruited Kyle Zimmerman. Kyle was the starting quarterback on our 2016 national title team. Dave's other starting quarterback the next year was a starter at Baker in 2016 and 2017. So he's had some good ones come out of there, and so he comes from a coaching family.
There's one thing that you'd like to see your guys do better going into the second half, or something that you'd like to see. What would it be?
We need to be more efficient in our passing game. Our completion percentage isn't as high as it needs to be. So that's one of the emphasis we had during the bye week, and this week was throwing more high percentage passes and completing them. And I think you're going to see that this Saturday.
Coach, we appreciate your time, man. Good luck here this afternoon.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hey, welcome to Davis Field here in Fayette, Missouri. Getting ready for BC ball game. And Gus, it's time for the DQ Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, man. What you got?
Yeah, so for the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game today, start fast. Benedictine has not done that in the first 2 road games they've had this season, so you're going to have to start fast. You flip to the offensive side. I want to see them get a little vertical. They've done a great job in the last couple of games of really establishing the run, but in doing so, you've kind of let the vertical game get away from you. So, again, expand and get the vertical pass game back into your overall offensive identity. And then finally, for the defense, get a takeaway. This defense has been great at taking the football away all season. Coming into this ball game, they've got 16 takeaways, 9 interceptions, 7 fumble recoveries. Again, build on that, take the football away, let your offense do work today, and I think you'll be good. So those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here after this.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same day or next day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome to Davis Field here on the campus of Central Methodist University in Fayette, Missouri. We're getting set for college football this afternoon as in the heart of American Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are hosted by CMU. Hello again, everybody, with Neil. Neil's our producer and engineer and the guy running the knobs and pushing the buttons and watching all the lights and stuff. I got a studio making that all happen, Neil. We appreciate all you do. Gus Counts with me here. Well, Scott Cohen just kind of taking care of all of us. Tom Counts says the team captain has come to the center of the field, Gus. We have, if ever there was a day that you look out there and you say, man, this is like a late October, you know, even into November, kind of a football Saturday afternoon. That's what we're looking at right here today.
Yeah, you talk about 59 degrees. It's overcast. Wind out of the northwest at 14, gusting up to 27 miles per hour. We're at 30.00 inches of mercury on the barometer right now. But, yeah, it's a little overcast. They've actually got the lights on right now, and it's perfect for fall football.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you're a football guy, I mean, and it is cool outside, you know, for the fans, they're in blankets and they're all bundled up, and they got the scarves and the stocking hats on, and they're all pulled down. But if you're a football player out of the field, you know, you're probably not minding this so much, are you?
Well, if you're outside, you probably don't like it. But, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, and most of the time the players don't mind a cooler day, especially if they're going to be up and down on the field and running back and forth. And for Benedictine, and we talked about this in a pregame show. We talked about this when we talked with Coach Osborne a few minutes ago. It feels like it's been forever since they had played. And so that said, they are all ready, and I think both of these teams are ready to get underway and get this thing going today. And for Benedictine, you know, after a rocky start, starting off the season at 1-2, they've they have gotten better. They've begun to come up with some dummies. They've strung some together. And now going into the important part of the season, the conference, you know, divisional play.
Yeah, now these are the games that count, right? You look back and you got through the North Division with two losses, with only one loss in the North Division, but you find yourself with two losses on the season right now. So, again, not exactly where you want to be, but here's your first step to be where you want to be. The Ravens win the toss. They elect to defer their decision to the second half, and for Central Methodist, they're going to send their kick return unit out.
And Benedict is going to have the wind at his back in this opening quarter, so there you have that. The Ravens getting ready to kick this thing away, and of course, it's going to be Cullen Bruner. Cullen, he's kind of right, almost at home right now from Marceline, Missouri. I mean, he's closer. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking about this through the afternoon. There are a lot of these Benedictine players who have family and friends coming here today because they're closer to home at this game today than they are when they play in Atchison. So, which is always really good. Bruner will be kicking it away. Central Methodist has its return man standing at the goal line. We'll see if that's deep enough as the boot is away, in over end and high and not very deep. It's going to be fielded at the 5-yard line by Aaron Edwards. Edwards dances off the left side, gets across the 20, and it's going to be pile-driven out of bounds along the near side near the 25-yard line.
Yeah, great hit right over there for the Raven kick coverage unit. And down there, making that hit on the sideline, Abram Phillips, the sophomore out of Olathe North High School.
And here comes the CMU offense. And for Central Methodist, we've got senior quarterback Joe Cambridge. He's a guy slated to start this game, a 6'1" senior out of Riverdale, Georgia. And it's going to be first and 10 to the 25-yard line. Quarterback is going to be back, throws to his man out of the backfield, who's wide open, crosses the 30, picking up a first down, dances his way up to the 35, and falls forward across the 36-yard line. Nice catch and carry for Benedict and Kyle Rowland with the tackle and a quick 12-yard gain.
Yeah, that time it was just a little read option. The quarterback faked the handoff, rolled out, able to hit his back out of the backfield in the flats, and then able to pick up a nice first down on their first play of the game.
Receivers, two to the left side and one to the right, wing to the left side. And again, quarterback Cambridge will send a man in motion. Handoff this time to go to sweep wide side. Looking for the edge, turning upfield to the 40, 50, and it's going to be another CMU first down. Out of bounds by Javai Blomquist. Well, I tell you what, Central Methodist got 30 yards in the first couple of plays.
Yeah, right now the offense is really clicking for Central Methodist. And the BC defense just looks a little confused with trying to find the ball right now.
First and 10 of the Raven, 45. Three-step, four-step drop. Pass to the near side, thrown away. And the reason we saw a quarterback pitch that ball and get rid of it, well, that's because he was feeling some serious heat in the backfield.
Now the Ravens are going to bring into the ballgame Eric Chavez, the 6'3", 290-pound defensive tackle out of Lancaster, California. He's going to anchor the middle for this Raven defense with Joey Burke.
Joe Cambridge, he is tall and lean again, 6'1", 185 pounds. He is lanky, drops back to throw, throw it deep, has a man, one seam all the way downfield, and it's barely picked off at the 5-yard line. The pass a little bit short, and Blue Kaplinger got a hand on it, juggled it into the air, could not hold on, and a marker litters the field.
We don't do that, huh?
Nah, we're going to fix that right easy. We're going to get a holding call against Central Methodist. And so for Benedict, then not only a nice job breaking up that pass, but it was not going to matter because the holding violation is going to take the ball back beyond the 50-yard line, and it will be first and make a second down at 20 for Central Methodist at their own 45. CMU in its first possession of the day. Hand off running back, straight ahead running. That's a tough place to try to make a living if you're the Eagles, guys. You try to run straight ahead, you find Javai in the middle there for Benedictin. You find guys like Heath Baker in there. If you think you're going to make a living today running against the Raven defensive front, you're probably mistaken.
Yeah, and this is a tough place for Central Methodist. They have been playing in front of the sticks on the first few plays. Now you're playing behind the sticks. Looking at 3rd and 16, the Ravens are going to bring Cole Johnson into the ballgame here.
What was Ray Jim? No, hang on. Here we go. 3rd down and about 17. Quarterback takes it straight back, looking, hit as he releases. The pass to the near side is incomplete.
And it will bring up a fourth down at about 17. We talk about that play all the time, right? You want to go out this one or that one?
Yeah, I think you might just go right there.
We talk about that play all the time. You're looking at fourth and 17. So
I got this.
Check down to a four-yard route, and even if he makes the catch, he's still got to pick up 13 after that catch.
So here comes the punt unit in for CMU. You've got Evan Workman in to punt it away. He'll be back at his own 33-yard line. So Eagles are moving the ball very briskly early. Now they're going to be punting into the wind as the drive stalls. Snap is high, but he's able to go up and get it and gets the kick away. It is high. The wind is going to knock it down. It landed at the 30. Take a huge Raven bounce across the 35 and up to the 36-yard line.
Doesn't work. Doesn't open.
Okay. Well, we'll see if this one does. Maybe. Oh, yeah. We got it going on here now. Look at that. So here we go. Ravens are going to have their first opportunity with the football this afternoon. Happy to have you along with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Ravens with the ball, first attempt at their own 37-yard line. Quarterback is Jackson Dooley. Little wraparound handoff, and here goes Witherspoon, 45, 50, drops his shoulder, runs into and over a defender down to the 46-yard line. He'll get 15 on a first-down run.
Yeah, nice run right there by Witherspoon. As he got outside the tackle box, just turned it tight, got up to the numbers, and able to pick up good yardage on that first-down run.
BC coming to the near side with Cameron Dover. They're going to fill a slot to the right. Looks like Matt Sanford over here, single man to the left side, is going to be Cathright. Now they're going to switch the big tight end over to the left side. That's going to be Court Matson. QB back, goes left side, caught at the 40. Little stiff arm and knocked out of bounds very near the first down marker. Jacob Cathright with the catch and carry.
Well, Marion Slaw makes the stop right there for Central Methodist. Marion, a 6'2" redshirt freshman out of Decatur, Illinois.
Joseph Langafuiana, 5'11" redshirt freshman from Phoenix. Ravens are going to be looking at the second down and a yard. And now in Eagle territory at the 38. Wrap around handoff again. Here goes Witherspoon straight ahead. Carries two or three or four defenders on his back. Picks up a first down inside the 35-yard line.
That time Nate Smith finally makes the stop for Central Methodist. Talk about these defensive ends for Central Methodist. I love their size. You got LaMarcus at 6'4", 220. Nate Smith at 6'5", 245. Marcus Joslin at 6'6", 260.
Coach Sherman's going to win them on the basketball floor before he's done with they're done with their careers. Ravens have it first and 10 of the 35 in Eagle territory. Motion right, pass goes over to the left. Here's Cathright. He's at the 30 to the 25, dances to the 20. Cathright to the 15-yard line, still on his feet. He's down around the 10. They're going to say he stayed in bounds because I don't know how he kept in play walking up those near side, far side hash marks.
Yeah, what a job, though, right there for the Ravens, and I like that play call. Get the ball into Jacob Gathright's hand, get him in space, and let him make a play.
For Benedictine, it is going to be a first and 10 at the 11. They're going to say just shy of the 10-yard line. I know how you like that first and 10 at the 11. Witherspoon to the backfield. Dooley, the quarterback. Again, Matson will shift over to the wing to the left side. They will give up. Yep. And here goes Witherspoon. 10. Witherspoon, 5. Witherspoon, goal line. Is he into the end zone? He's not. It's going to be very near the first down marker. They're going to call him out at the 2.
Yeah, Witherspoon doing a great job right there. Just lowers the shoulder, creates contact. It'll be second and, yeah, 1 at the 2. So Ravens looking at second and 2, or second and 1 from the 2. They're going to bring Zachary Mendieta into the ballgame. A redshirt freshman tied in at 6'3", 210 out of Highlands, California.
That was the second time the Ravens had run that same play, getting Dalton Witherspoon to the outside. We'll see if they give it to Witherspoon in the middle, or if they're going to run it back outside again. Second down and 1. Handoff, Witherspoon straight ahead, head down, leaning, pushing, driving, shoving, looking for the goal line. And is he in? He is not. It is first and goal, inches away.
That far side official, he had a spot on it, and he said it is a first down, and Witherspoon's going to be short. It'll be first and goal at the 1.
Benedictine quickly back up over the football. It is their first possession of the game, and they have driven it downfield with speed and ease. And now Witherspoon drops the ball at the goal line. Central Methodist thinks they have recovered it, and the official's going to walk up and say second down. What a huge break for Benedictine. How crushing would it be to take that opening drive, go the length of the field, and lose it inside the one?
Man, in that time, Zachary Mendieta, we talked about the tight end who's playing today. He's the guy who comes off the bottom of that stack with the football. Benedictine's going to lose a yard. It'll be second and goal from now to two.
So Dalton Witherspoon lost it, but the Ravens save it. And don't you suppose, as a coach, you put it back in Dalton's hands again? I mean, he carried the ball well all the way down the field. You want to make sure that he keeps that confidence level high. And the Ravens are second and goal now at the two. Motion will go to the left side, then cut back to the right. The quarterback's back to throw. They want the fade pattern. Look at the hold at the goal line. Now the quarterback's going to keep it and throw anyway. Touchdown, Ravens. Because all the time Tanner Zimmerman was being held, he got tackled at the goal line. Quarterback rolls out. Zimmerman climbs to his feet, runs to the back of the end zone where he's open, and it's a TDBC.
Yeah,
duly to Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman got drugged down, and then he fought through it, gets up, and what a job by Jackson Dooley to keep that play alive, allow Zimmerman time to stand up, turn around, and make the catch in the end zone.
Dooley to hold, and the PAT for Benedictine. Balky is in. It is on its way. It is good. And we've got a timeout on the field. Benedictine takes their first possession of the afternoon, drives downfield. We've got a timeout at 8:34 to play in the opening quarter. In Fayette, Missouri, it is Benedictine 7, Central Methodist nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good to have you back with us here in Fayette. As Benedictine scores on his first possession of the afternoon, and the Ravens have broken on top 7-0. Welcome back, everybody. BC set to kick it away, and it'll be Colin Bruner to put a toe to the ball. It is away. It is high. It is deep, and it's going to be taken 2 yards deep and brought out. Straight up the middle, it's going to be Aaron Edwards again. This time he's going to be corralled across the 10 and at the 15-yard line. For Central Methodist, this is not the way they would have wanted to begin this series. Had that ball been allowed to just stay in that end zone, they'd have had 10 more yards.
That time, Caleb Taylor getting down the field on the kick coverage unit. Caleb, a sophomore linebacker out of Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Here comes the Eagle offense. Central Methodist in those very dark forest green helmets, jerseys, pants with black lettering and trim for Benedictine. It is a white jersey. Black helmet, black pants, red lettering and trim. Quarterback will hand off to the second man into the line. And we mentioned it earlier. You try running into the front of that defensive unit, you're not going to have any luck. It'll be the loss of 3. And second down, 13. Tim Glazer with the tackle.
Yeah, Tim doing a great job right there, able to get past the center into the backfield and caught that running back about the second that he took the handoff. A loss of 2. Bring up second and 12 now for Central Methodist.
We've got 8 minutes to play in the opening quarter here at Fayette. Central Methodist with the second possession of the afternoon. Running back is going to shift from behind to the right side of the quarterback. And QB is going to be back to throw again. Rolling right, throwing the ball downfield. Got a man wide open, and he cannot make the catch. A pass that just didn't have enough air beneath it. Looking for a receiver, Gus, who had absolutely eluded all coverage, and there was no one around Charles Johnson out of Pattonville High School in St. Louis, and he just snuck away from the coverage.
So he stuck out of the backfield, and nobody picked him up. And it was a great job by the quarterback to find him, but just too much rush coming on, and the quarterback, Cambridge, had to let go of that ball probably a little quicker than he wanted to.
CMU looking now at a third down and a dozen. They're going to run it into the middle, and there's going to be another tackle for a loss back down at the 10-yard line. And as the Eagles run the ball, people like Heath Baker and Jagger Bluebaum make sure that they go backward, not forward.
Yeah, those two, if they make contact with you, you're not pulling through a tackle on Heath Baker or Jagger Bluebaum. Now the Ravens are going to send Joseph back to settle in around his own 45. So now Central Methodist looking to punt this ball away. Evan Workman has had 2 blocked already this season.
Joseph Langofuyama at the 45-yard line in Central Methodist territory. And again, you mentioned it, guys. They're punting into this breeze about 14, 16 miles an hour right in the face of Evan Workman. Gets it and gets it away. It is low. It is short. It bounces, and the Rams are going to pick it up at the 45. Straight up to the 40 and an ankle tackle at the 38-yard line. BC will begin its second possession of the afternoon with tremendous field position. First and 10 at the Eagle. 30, we're going to spot there. They're going to mark it down to the 38-yard line. Benedictine back out over to football, and again, we're going to have Jackson Dooley run to the ball club. Jackson out of Lawrence, Kansas, a 6'1", 205-pound sophomore. Dalton Witherspoon from Windsor, Missouri, 5'11", and a 175. He's your running back. They'll shift the tight end Zimmerman over to the right side. Quarterback play actions. He's back to throw. Looking deep. Going downfield. He's got Gathright. Touchdown, Ravens. Jacob Gathright on the first play of the series. A 38-yard strike for Jackson Dooley. And Benedictine with 6:42 to go in the opening quarter stretches its lead to 13-0.
Jackson Dooley now with two touchdown passes here in the first half. And again, we talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show Keys to the Game that the Ravens have run the ball really successfully over the last 2 weeks, but haven't had the vertical game. Now, able to turn Jacob Gathright loose. And, yeah, one play drives. Coaches like those.
Here's Balky in for the PAT. It's right through there. And, Neil, we're going to take another timeout. The Ravens have doubled their lead with 6:42 to go in the opening quarter. It is now Benedictine 14. Central Methodist nothing.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust.
Community minded, that's my bank. Colin Bruner getting the ball set up on the tee is Benedictine, who will be booting it away again. And because last time, part of what set up that Raven touchdown was the decision by CMU to run that last kickoff out of the end zone. Ravens ultimately turned that into excellent field position. Let's see if they bring this one out. It is end over end. It is high. And they will take it, drop it, and cover it up about 3 yards into the end zone. That was the right thing to do.
Yeah, so they're going to get the touchback here and be able to take this ball out to the 25 where they'll start this possession, not in the shadow of their own end zone. And for Joe Cambridge and this Central Methodist team, they've had some opportunities, right? On that last drive, they had the big drop by the running back Charles Johnson on the far sideline. The very first drive, they moved the ball down the field on chunk plays before they got it called back on the holding. So Central Methodist right now, kind of its own worst enemy.
Cambridge, the senior quarterback, is back to throw. Three-step drop goes left side. It's going to be caught just in the field of play, and a nice job. I'm getting both of his feet down by the receiver over here on the near sideline, A.J. Allen. Going to bring up a second down, and let's see where they're going to spot this thing up to the 34-yard line. So second down, a very short yard or two to go for CMU. A.J. Allen, he's got that good height, too. Central Methodist, they got a roster full of really tall players. Allen, 6'3", 200-pound senior. Second down and short. Cambridge, second and short is such a perfect play. There's nothing in the playbook that you cannot run from here. He'll take the snap, hand off into the middle of the line, now keep it himself, duck up and pick up the first down with maybe the length of the football to spare. Perhaps the only thing that you can't run from there, again, is trying to run the ball between the tackles against the Benedictine front defense.
Yeah, this Raven defense is really good between the tackles. That time, Javai Blomquist comes up and makes the stop for the Ravens. But right now, if you look in the middle, you're going to see Joe Burke along with Eric Chavez.
Looking long and hard to the near sideline at first-year head coach Dave Brown, and also head coach and offensive coordinator. Getting this play, Cambridge is back to throw. Throws it to his running back out of the backfield. It's going to be hit along the line of scrimmage and maybe using inertia and a little forward momentum to carry him for the short gain of a yard or so is going to be redshirt freshman Cam Cole. Cam, a 5'11 kid out of St. Louis, Missouri. So second down, 8 for Central Methodist. We're so glad to have you along with us. Gus to my left, Cohen between us, Tom Katz with you here. And if you're, you know, if you're settled in and watching the game and listening to the game, and we hope you feel like you're sitting right in here with us here this afternoon. That would be like the perfect Saturday, wouldn't it? There's a handoff on an option to the left side. There's nowhere to go. They tried that little sweep, and tell you what, Javai Blomquist said, I'm going to take the ball. I'm going to take the ball carrier. I'm going to wrap you all up in the backfield for a loss.
What's crazy is that Javai was 10 yards off the ball when that thing was snapped, but he had recognized that play really quickly. Beeline straight for the backfield, able to make a hit and make a stop in the backfield. That'll now bring up a 3rd and 12, and again, Central Methodist playing behind the sticks.
Cole Johnson checking into the Benedictine lineup here on this long snap play, or long down play, 3rd down and 12. QB's back, steps up, hit, and he is down at the 25-yard line, a loss of 9.
Carson Anderson in there. Also, you've got Heath Baker, and anytime you see the Ravens get into a 3rd and long and they bring in Cole Johnson, you got to watch out because Cole Johnson is a guy who just chases the quarterback down, got 3 sacks already this season. Now, for Central Methodist, they're backed up and looking at a 4th and 18. And so Benedictine will send Joseph back to return this punt. He'll settle in his own territory at the 40. But for Central Methodist, this will be their 3rd punt of the first quarter.
Yeah, CMU's been kicking the ball a lot already, and the Ravens are going to have Joseph settling in at his own 40-yard line. So BC looks to come out of this change of possessions with some pretty good field position down to 3.5 to play first quarter. Very, very long count. Snap is back, skips off the ground, picked up and blocked. The ball's going to be batted away. It's going to come out of bounds way on the near side. Now they're going to throw a flag. Surely he got a hand on that football. One of those 3 defenders, as badly as it had come off his hand, must have touched the ball. But they're going to call a roughing maybe? Here we go. Let's get the call from the official out here on the field.
If so, they're going to call running into, and it's only a 5-yard variety.
Running kicker, 26, receiving D. Central Methodist is excited to take that 5 yards for replay, 4th down.
Now, Blake Dapkus is going to have to go introduce himself to the white hat and say, hey, when it comes to special teams, probably got my hand on that football. Dapkus 2 weeks ago was the national special teams player of the week with, 2 blocked punts and a blocked field goal and a down inside the 5. So, again, he's a guy who likes to get after the punter. Here we go for the repunt.
Again, kicker's going to stand now at his own 19-yard line for CMU. Raven return man Joseph Langofuyan at the 35 of Benedictine. This time the snap is much better. The kick is away, and it is a little better. We'll bounce to the 40. It'll take a CMU bounce to the 38-yard line, a short 2-hop bounce covered by the Eagles by David Handler out of Branson, Missouri, and for Benedictine. It'll be 1st and 10, with 3:13 to play in the opening quarter. They lead 14-0. They'll have the ball at their own 38-yard line.
Central Methodist is going to pick up about 17 yards on that penalty.
Yeah, so the 5-yard penalty turns into 17 yards of net gain and field position. And here comes the Raven offense. BC will send Witherspoon out of the backfield. QB's back. The throw over to the left side. It's going to be caught at the 45 across midfield, dragging the defender Cameron Dover to the 45-yard line. A 17-yard catch by Jackson Dooley to Cameron Dover and a BC 1st and 10.
Now we're going to see Sean Wara check in for this 1st and 10 call in Central Methodist territory. He's going to be the running back to the left side of quarterback Jackson Dooley.
Sean Wara is a strong and fast runner. Not the biggest guy out of the field. He's 5'8", 190 pounds, and he's back to throw. And Wara had looked over to the sideline, and that's an illegal movement.
Going to have that. I thought they had the defensive end unabated to the quarterback.
Offside.
Yeah.
So 41 of the defense with contact. 5-yard penalty.
Remains 1st down. See, that's what Dooley was upset about, was that there was contact because he wanted the free play right there. And so it's all said and done. You're going to net a 1st down by way of penalty. You're going to move the ball all the way up to the 41-yard line. And now the official here on the near side is stopping play for a moment.
Well, they're trying to decide if it's going to be 1st and 5, and that's certainly, I don't suspect, is what they're going to want to do. And they're just trying to get the chains in the down box set correctly. 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens leading at 14-0 on the road here this afternoon. Game one of the conference divisional portion of the schedule. And as the ball will be spotted at the 41, Gus, indeed, they're going to call it a first down 5 for here for Benedictine. Once again, you've got Sean Wara as their running back, just behind and to the left of quarterback Jackson Dooley. Wara will take the handoff, gets to the outside, to the 40, foot race to the 35, Sean Wara gets to the 20, Sean to the 15, steps out of bounds on the near side, inside the 15, they're going to mark him at the 12-yard line, and Gus, the side of his foot brushed the outside line, otherwise he's in the end zone.
Yeah, that time he got so close to the sideline. He was trying to tightrope it, couldn't quite do it. And for Sean Wara, he's looking for touchdown number 2 on the season. Instead, he's going to have to deal with just another first down. It'll be 1st and 10, Ravens just outside the 10. They're going to mark it down at the 12.
As a coaching staff, do you say, okay, guy, we're going to reward you. Let me give you another carry here.
Not usually.
Not necessarily. From the 13, it's first down. They'll kick the motion man to the left side and hand off to the jet sweep. Big man bounces outside to the 10. Stiffs arm. Gets to the 5. Dives with a pylon. Does he get into the end zone? He's going to be just short. He lunged to the end zone and the defender was able to knock him out of bounds on the far side. But it is another first and goal, BC.
Yeah, nice run right there by LeBron Jackson on a little bit of an end around. And now for the Ravens. This is the time you go ahead and maybe give it back to Sean. They're going to take LeBron out on this 2nd down and 1 and bring back into the ballgame Tanner Zimmerman.
They will call it short the 1st down, 2nd down and less than a yard for Benedictine around the 3-yard line. We're going to call it the 3. Wara, the running back out of Frisco, Texas for Benedictine, will take the handoff. A gaping hole into the left side. He will lean and push and shove, and then it closes quickly. It will not be a touchdown, but it will be a first.
You gotta hit the burners when you see a hole that big.
It was just wide.
He kind of slowed up and allowed the backer to go ahead and fill that gap. And now the Ravens are looking at 1st and goal at the 1. They've been here before.
We usually don't get the perfect vantage point and the correct angle, but you could look down there and it was massive. The opening in the middle. The Ravens are looking at that 1st and goal a yard away. 75 seconds left in the opening quarter. The turn, the handoff, driving, leaning, twisting, pushing. Can he drive the pile into the end zone? And he cannot. So Sean Wara still not able to get that thing across the goal line. 2nd down. Benedictine looking for its 3rd opening quarter touchdown. Now inside a minute to play in the 1st. Nice crowd on hand. And when you get everybody settled in, here in the stadium, quite a few Benedictine fans have made the trek to Fayette this afternoon. It is 2nd and goal, a yard away. Morris set up now about 6 yards deep. Motion will go to the left side. Oh, they'll bring back tight end like a fullback. Holy cow, you know what that means? You walk into the end zone for a touchdown.
That time they motioned Zachary Mendieta into the backfield, lined him up like an offset fullback, and then he just blew up the linebacker on a little ISO run to the left. Easy touchdown as the Ravens. It's a 3rd touchdown in the 1st quarter.
The value of the fullback is realized, even though we have to be able to bring a tight end to do it. Benedictine now up 20-0. We'll wait for another PAT effort from Harry. Balky, it is down, it is up, it is good. We are going to hang on to it here. Tell you what, Neil, our producer and engineer, with only a 30 seconds to play in the opening quarter, we'll have a end of quarter break coming your way down the line here very shortly. So as the Ravens go in front 21-0, Gus, Benedictine's possessions have all been very, very impressive. Jackson Dooley today, I'm going to tell you 2 things I'm really liking about Jackson right now. Number one, they're not making him throw the ball a lot, okay? But they are running the offense. They are providing him with opportunities to throw that are good opportunities, and he is taking advantage, going 5 of 5 when he does throw the ball.
So yeah, he's 5 of 5. Have you noticed though his passes? We talked about this in Oskaloosa, how sometimes you just have to cheat and give him the answers to the test, right? Like just try to slow some things down. The Ravens have done that today, right? A lot of one route patterns. Okay, so you got like the guy, all right, I want you to look for Jacob Gathright on the touchdown, right? I want you to look for Jacob Gathright on the quick screen. I mean, like, give him the answers because Jackson's just got such a strong arm in that time, able to Now we're going to get a timeout, Central Methodist.
Okay, now explain this to me. We're going to take this. We're going to keep this here, Neil. We're going to enjoy it. It's another timeout, but the Ravens had the kick unit out there.
And look, Zero is over here throwing on a helmet saying, oh, we're going to return this kick. So they were going to break out there with 10 guys. Probably would have just let it happen.
Central Methodist, yeah, I would have let it go. I mean, what? They're probably, with the wind at his back, it was going to go out the back of the end zone. Anyway.
That's the 11 circles down here, right? Everybody stand in a circle, make sure we got enough.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. If everybody fills a circle, we're good. Let's go.
Is that just the crazy thing about circles? Let me explain. They're like little blue hula hoops, okay, on the ground. And so, because nobody can count, apparently, to 11, you have a guy stand in each of the 11 hula hoops, and when the hula hoops are full, you run out on the field.
Then we can go.
I love it. Here we go. Ravens are going to kick this thing away. We're still a half a minute to go in the opening quarter, and there'll be Harry Balke. Harry's having a good day today. His kickoffs have been into the end zone. Some have been returned. Most have not, but they've all been deep enough that, you know, they would have been touchbacks had they not been carried out. And this advanced, and this kick is away. Oh, that's nice and high and deep, and taken. They're going to get at the goal line and bring it up. Crossing the 10. Get to the 15, stood up at the 20 and down right there at the 20-yard line. So for CMU with 23 seconds of play in the opening quarter, they'll get their offense on the field for what very well may be the final play of the first. They trail Benedictine 21-0.
Cole Johnson down there along with Blake Dapkus to make the stop. And for Central Methodist, yeah, you talk about 23 seconds. This should be the last play of the first quarter.
Pitchers getting everything set. And they're going to have it at the 20-yard line, first and 10. Benedictine staying with that four-man defensive front. Pretty standard. Wasn't that going to be like 43 kind of a defense? QB is going to be back. He's rolling right. He's throwing. He's got a man wide open over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 30, picking up a first down all the way to the 40, maybe 41-yard line. That was a nice job. And I like what Joe Cambridge, a quarterback for Central Methodist, did on that play. He went back, paused a little bit, okay, and then let his man get open, completes the pass, and brings us to the end of the opening quarter. We're taking a break. First quarter in the book here in Fayette, Missouri. It's Benedictine, 21, Central Methodist, nothing.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Welcome back here to Davis Field on the campus of Central Methodist University in Fayette, Missouri, where after an opening quarter, Ravens lead 21-0. Gus, as opening quarters go, that's about as good as you're going to hope for, right? That's a way to start a game if you're the Ravens.
Yeah, three possessions, three touchdowns. You, on the defensive side, forced three punts in the first quarter. It's been a very good start to this ball game. Jackson Dooley, 5-of-5 passing, two touchdowns, 88 yards. Sean Wara, four carries for 32 yards. And Dalton Witherspoon, 5-for-29.
So here comes the Central Methodist offense. They're going to have a first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Receivers, two to the left, one to the right, wingman to the left side, running back on the right hand of the quarterback who will take the handoff. No, the quarterback's going to pull it back, carried himself to the 40, and be hit from behind, driven down to the 45-yard line, picking up about four. So, tell you what, Joe Cambridge showed a lot of intestinal fortitude by running into that Benedictine defense, and as he slowed down to try to pick his way through, he was hit from behind and driven down.
Blake Castillo makes the stop on the play for the Ravens right there. Blake, a redshirt freshman out of Maryville, Missouri. We struggled with Mary.
Right. One's in Kansas, one's in Missouri. Second down, six.
Been to both of them the same amount of times.
CMU, not much. Quarterback hands off a little bit of a draw play, and Heath Baker puts the bear hug on and rides Charles Johnson to the ground.
Nice stop right there for the Raven defense. And many times we've talked about it. Like, if you're going to try to run against this Raven defense, doing it between the tackles is probably not going to be the right answer. You're going to have to get outside a little bit. And even there, it's a struggle. this Raven defense has been pretty locked down today.
And let's talk about it. Jared Heron for Benedictine, Isaac Anderson, Tim Glazer, Heath Baker, that defensive front four. 6'2", 2 1/4, 5'9", 276, 6'4", 266, 3260. They are big, big men. Third down, 7. Quarterback's back, and it could have been Pickman. Instead, a tremendous defensive play by Dominic Stone King. He just looked like a volleyball player and spiked that ball away with one hand. It'll bring up a fourth down, and for the fourth time today on their fourth possession of the afternoon, CMU Posse.
Kind of wondered if Dominique was close to home, right, because there was a loud roar when they bat that ball away. Yeah, 39 minutes away from Moberly, 23 miles. And so, good to see Dominique Stone King. It could have been his third interception of the season right there.
It will be Workman punting from his own 30-yard line. Central Methodist booting the ball with 13:40 to go in the half. Here's the kick away. Oh, that's a nice kick. It'll be fielded by Joseph at the 15, and he'll get it back to near the 20-yard line. It was a very short return for Benedictine because with the wind at his back, Evan Workman became a much better kicker. 13:33 to go in the opening half. Benedictine enjoying a 21-0 lead here in this Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division college football game on CARE Radio this afternoon. Happy to have you along with us. It is overcast, and it is chilly, but, hey, it's some football weather. Benedictine's going to make a change at quarterback. Here's a little handoff over to the left side across the 25 and up to around the 27, 28-yard line. It'll be carried by Sean Wara as BC is going to introduce to the fans for the first time this season freshman quarterback Caden Austin. Caden, he is a tall young man, 6'4", 215 pounds, out of Laguna Hills, California.
Something you're gonna learn real quickly about Caden Austin. He throws the football with the wrong hand.
Yes, Caden Austin not only is big and strong, now he's going to carry the ball to the left side, tucks it under his shoulder, and will go up to the 35-yard line, picking up 5 yards. And he just kind of slow walked that around the outside. He was not sprinting anywhere. He was just kind of, I think, getting his game legs underneath him a little bit. And as a player, you realize that sometimes you need a few snaps just to kind of get the feel of things. Second down, 5.
Ravens are going to have Adam Jackson Jr. wide to the right side. Adam played a little bit last week, the 6-foot freshman out of Katy.
Austin will take this snap. Left-handed pass going to be caught. Crossing to 40. Right at the first down marker goes BC and LeBron Jackson. Did he stretch it out enough? He did. They'll advance the chains. First and 10. That's a nice little motion, nice quick delivery by left-hand freshman Caden Austin. We don't see a lot of left-hand quarterbacks at this level, do we?
A minute.
Here comes the Raven offense across the 40 to the 41 in their side of the field. Now, the defensive tackle flies across. Makes contact, and penalty markers sail and litter the field.
Offside, 97 defense,
good
contact.
Okay, and here's what I'm going to say. In defense of Kion Bass, a 6-foot junior from League City, Texas, and I don't know where League City is, but I'm going to give him credit. Here's the thing. If you are going to commit that penalty, get it off. And he got it off.
Get your money's worth.
He got his total money's worth. Back to throwing a first down, 5. Again, the same pass over to the left line. It's going to be caught. Breaking a tackle to the 50. Cutting back into the middle of the 45-yard line. It's spinning his way down to the 43, close to the 42. That was a very nice catch and an even better carry afterward by Jacob Gathright. And BC moves the chains again. And right now the Raven offense is moving quite briskly.
Yeah, there was a good momentum right now to the offense, and again, a little faster pace. We're going to see out of the ball game goes Jacob, and back in comes Matthew Sanford.
First to 10, Ravens now at the Eagle 42-yard line. BC already leading it by 3 touchdowns. Handoff is going to go to the running back and Witherspoon. Had room to the outside, Gus, but the play was obviously called into the middle, and so you know what he did, right? He went into the middle.
Stuck with the way it was called, right? Yeah.
He did.
And that time, Witherspoon lowers his shoulders, pushes into the middle, picks up a couple yards, and hey, with Dalton's run right there, gives us a chance to talk about halftime.
You know what?
We've had fun watching Dalton. Let's just talk to him at intermission. What do you say? He's so close to home. He's got, what, three of him and his two brothers are here at Benedictine playing football. So we're going to interview Dalton Witherspoon. He's going to be our halftime guest here this afternoon on CARE. Quarterback is back. He is going deep, and what a hand, and the pass is going to be broken up at the 5-yard line and incomplete. Caden Austin got some air underneath that one, but frankly, a little more air under it, and the speed of Jacob Gathright would have carried him underneath that pass. Throwing into the wind might have been a little bit of a surprise for Austin right there. I think
throwing into the wind kind of hung that ball up maybe a little bit and kind of slowed it down from its original trajectory. And so, and that's one of those things that Caden, as he continues to play, will get a better feel for.
Third down, 7, BC at the Eagle 49. Going to motion it out to the right side, load up the wide side of the field. Austin looking right, throwing right. Got a man open, hits him inside the 25-yard line. Down to the 23 for Benedictine goes Matthew Sanford. Another Raven first and 10. That pass was spot on.
There you go. Did you see the difference
in
that pass? Like, he understood after the first one got killed by the wind. He said, all right, let's step into it. And he really stepped into it, got on top of that ball as he threw it. That was a really nice job by the big left-handed freshman.
Sean Mora remains in as the Benedictine running back as the chains are moved forward. BC has a first and 10 to the 22-yard line. Ravens moving the ball again. Handoff is going to go to Wara. He'll try the outside. Gets away from a defender to the 20-15. Wara down to the 10-yard line. Wara down to the 5-yard line. Wara, first and goal, Ravens at the 4.
Nice job by Sean. As he worked to the right side, looked like he was going to be tackled a couple times. He used that low frame to be able to just kind of duck under would-be tacklers and take that thing all the way down to the 5-yard line where it'll be first and goal.
10 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens continue to move the football. Their offense has not been stopped yet this afternoon, and they've got it at the 5. Again, they're going to shift over to the right side with Tanner Zimmerman. QB will take it. Play action. Rolls left. Throws left. Got the big man at the 5. Touchdown, Ravens! The first career touchdown pass for freshman Caden Austin, and he hits one of the great receivers, Jacob Gathright, the 5'10" sophomore from California.
So for the Ravens, that's going to be their 4th touchdown of the ball game. And now we're going to see a PAT for Harry Balke. They kept him busy with extra points and kickoff today.
4 possessions, 4 touchdowns. Balke back in again this time. Looking for a PAT into the wind, which is no obstacle for him. And we will take a timeout on the field. Neil Abrey coming at 9:39 to go in the opening half. It is now Benedictine 28 CMU nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Happy to have you with us here on CARE Radio this afternoon. 9:39 to go in the opening half, and Benedictine, on 4 possessions, has taken a 28-0 lead over Central Methodist here on the road this afternoon. And Balke set to kick it away again for BC. Happy to have you along here this afternoon again, and we enjoyed high school football last night. Ravens back in action on after having a week off last week. Kind of nice to be back with them here today. Here comes the Raven kick, and the wind is going to catch it, knock it down. The return man is going to let it bounce at the 13, picks it up at the 12, and he's going to be ankle tackled at the 19-yard line. Quickly getting downfield for BC. Got some of the kick coverage. That was a nice job by Caleb Taylor out of Fountain Hills, Arizona. And it'll be CMU with the football first and 10. And their offense, you know, their first series, they moved the ball. First couple of plays, they were knocking off 10, 12, 15 yards at a time. Not since then.
Yeah, they got the penalty that really stymied that first drive. It looked like they were moving the ball, then they had the 10-yard penalty, and then had to play from behind the sticks. For Central Methodist right now, their biggest key is to get positive yardage on first down and try to get in front of the sticks. Here we go on a first and 10. They're going to turn her and throw a little screen pass into the flat. Nothing doing. The Ravens right there. Isaac Anderson makes the stop. That time, quarterback Joe Cambridge dropped back, was setting up a little screen over to the left side, and he found Cam Cole, but the problem was maybe just a little too quick on that screen. Last week, Cameron Cole had two receptions for 14 yards. That'll bring up a second and 10 for Central Methodist. They're going to motion a lot of guys around. They're going to now go two receivers to the left, two to the right, have a running back off to the right-hand side of the quarterback, Joe Cambridge. Cambridge sends a man in motion from right to left. Now he'll turn and hand it off to the motion man. Nothing doing. Jared Heron right there for the Ravens. Drake Dudley was the guy trying to do the end around. Now, if you say Drake Dudley, the junior wide receiver out of Hannibal, Missouri. I remember that name last year, but I don't remember him on the offensive side of the ball. That's because last season, Drake Dudley was a starter at the strong safety position for Central Methodist. So a loss on the play will now bring up a third and 15 for this Central Methodist offense. We talked about it. You got to play in front of the sticks. Well, right now, this is not where you want to be. Here we go, third and 15. They're going to send Dudley in motion from right to left. Quarterback drops back, steps up into the pocket, looks for Dudley. He wasn't looking for the football. It's going to fall incomplete. And now we're going to see Central Methodist send out the punt unit for the fifth straight time. It will be Evan Workman. How about this? Last week against Olivet Nazarene, Evan Workman only had three punts all day. Here we are in the second quarter, and he's going to line up for his fifth.
Now, Central Methodist does not have to get very close to try to score. We were talking about their kicking game with some of the fans here earlier, and anything inside 50, they'll go for a field goal. They have that kind of a kicking range, but they haven't been close to that. Punter right here is going to be standing at the goal line. Nice snap, a little open. He's able to get it away, and again, the wind is going to really help this thing breathe, driving Joseph back, and this thing's taking a huge bounce, and this is going to be record distance punting. It's just going to roll inside the 5-4 down to the 3-yard line, because that is going to be almost an 85-yard punt.
Wow.
Isn't that fair?
Yeah. Oh, that was a gorgeous punt right there by Evan Workman, and he's definitely getting his work in today. Is that time able to just boom one, get a great bounce, and so for the Ravens, special teams coach is going to talk to his guys about, hey, even if you're not going to return it, I need you to go back and at least field the football. So special teams coordinator Andy Merfeld will probably have a little discussion with his return guys.
And Benedictine with Jackson Dooley back in the ball game. He's going to flare it over to the right side. It passes too high, too tall, too long, and out of the reach of Jacob Gathright. Now, Jacob brings a lot of attributes to the game, but height not necessarily one of them. He's a 5'10" receiver, and that pass that was lobbed way up, something that TZ might have been able to haul down. There's just no way that Jacob's coming in with that.
Yeah, the Raven receivers, I mean, Cameron Dover is going to be one of your bigger guys at 6'3". Then you've got your tight ends at 6'4" and 6'5". But, yeah, that's going to be a tough one for Jacob to hold on to.
Handoff is going to go straight ahead running and across the 5-yard line, picking up about 3-4 yards, maybe up to around the 7, but the Ravens just keeping it between the tackles, and Sean Warr was going to get a few. It'll bring up for BC a third down long, and we are midpoint of the second quarter, 28-0, Benedictine in front. And again, the Ravens have scored a touchdown on every possession so far, but this time starting with really tough field position.
How about this? We are midway of the second quarter, and for Benedictine, this is only their second third down of the game.
And it's a third and a big one. Third down and about 6, nearly 7, inside the 10-yard line. Zimmerman is going to swing over to the right side where his coverage is about 8 yards deep from him. Quarterback is back, looking for his man. He's got Jacob. Overthrows him. It's incomplete. Gathright was going to score on that play. A well-thrown ball. That is a 90-plus yard touchdown.
Yeah. Again, he got rid of it quickly because if you're Jackson, you start looking up. Jacob can get away from you in a hurry, right? So he got rid of it really quickly, and the problem was Jacob just wasn't able to catch up with it, but yes, he was open on that play. So, for the Ravens, we're going to see the punt unit for the first time today.
And Kyle Bruner is going to have his heels very near the back of the end zone as he's going to be punting this thing away. And for Central Methodist, it will probably result in their very best field position of the afternoon. The snapback is perfect. The kick is high, and it is not very deep, but spinning madly. And we'll take a bit of a Raven bounce across the 40. And up to the 45-yard line, Eagles are going to have it there. First and 10 at the Benedictine 45. 6:50 to go in the opening half. BC in front, 28-0.
Chase Rankin was the guy back there to return that punt. He doesn't get a shot at it. Now for Central Methodist, interesting. This is their best field position of the day. They're across midfield into Raven territory. All this was set up, basically, by the punt from Evan Workman.
First and 10, CMU and senior quarterback Joe Cambridge. Let's talk about this. Let's do a little analysis in this game. As a quarterback is going to play action it, roll right, and he's got a man open 35-30, right side 25-20, breaks the tackle 15, still on his feet, finally driven down to the 10-yard line. How about that for a nice 35-yard gain? And I was just going to ask you, what does CMU need to do to put together a little offense, and they showed us.
And they needed an explosive play, and they got it right there from Chase Rankin. We just talked about him. Is now, all of a sudden, Central Methodist is looking now at a first and 10 at the 11-yard line.
That is where CMU's had his success in this game, and that's throwing the ball into the flat, getting his guy isolated and in a little soft spot in that defense. First down, 10 call, handoff, and again, there you go. Can't hand off into the middle. Raven defense is back there. They swarm Charles Johnson, the ball carrier, and drop him for a loss.
Xavier Hernandez on the stop right there for the Ravens. Xavier, a 6'1" sophomore out of
Atchison. Yeah, watched his old alma mater come away with an impressive win at Amelia Earhart Stadium last night. So good to see Xavier getting a little success and some good PT here today. The ball's now back to the 15-yard line where it's third down and 13 for the Eagles. Central Methodist threatening for the first time today. Quarterback is back, looks left, throws left, back of the end zone, the fade pattern. Did he get it in the field of play? And it is touchdown. Backpedaling deep in the back recesses of the end zone, and it is a touchdown strike from Joe Cambridge. And he hits A.J. Allen for the score. Central Methodist is on the board with 5.5 to go in the half.
Yeah, A.J. Allen using that big 6'3" frame in the back corner of the end zone makes the reception. And for Central Methodist, got something going right there.
Last week, A.J. had 4 catches for 31. Last year against Benedictine, 4 catches for 50. He puts one in the end zone here, and the PAT finishes off that score. We're taking a break. Now at 5:30 to go in the opening half, the Eagles are on the board. It's Benedictine 28, CMU 7.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Coming back with some cowbell here to Davis Field on the Central Methodist University campus here in Fayette, Missouri. We're in the heartland of the Show Me State. Eagles on the board for the first time today after Benedictine had forged a 4-touchdown lead. And now they're going to kick it away. The wind has been a real factor in the game. And this kickoff is going to be taken at the 2-yard line. Up the middle it comes to the Ravens, to the 15, 20, to the 30, and finally pulled down at the 33-yard line. Absolutely not just catching it, but then racing upfield, Jacob Gathright. And guys, I see Jacob with that return. He's so gifted. He's so fast. And I flash back to, and again, maybe this is an extension of a play that you can't fairly make, but if Jacob is able to have that pass thrown a little closer to him and he catches it, not only are the Eagles now on the board, but the Ravens have 35.
Exactly.
The difference in a 21-point lead and a 35-point lead, about 4 inches on that pass.
Here's the first play for BC on this offensive possession as multiple flags hit the ground, and Witherspoon on a sweep to the left side is bumped out of bounds, picking up about 13 or 14, but probably going to be a hold from the location of that penalty marker. Central Methodist defender still on the ground after Witherspoon ran into and then ran over Lontez McClinton.
So that penalty did happen about 5 yards down the field. So when it's all said and done, Ravens should be looking at a first and 15 right here.
I'm troubled, Gus, to see McClinton still on the ground and just barely off the field of play. Nobody's over here really taking a look at him. He's just kind of laying there writhing around on the turf. However, the officials have determined that he's satisfactorily away from the field of play, that they are going to continue the game, and it is a first down 15. Pass over to the near side. It's going to be caught at the 35 and trying to juke his way forward, but there's nowhere for Matthew Sanford really to go. He's able to advance the ball ultimately to near the 40. So that was really a good pickup, and Ravens are going to get 10 yards of that back.
Ravens going to bring the big tight end, Court Madsen, in for this second down call.
It's so good to see Court back and well, because he suffered an injury last year that shortened his season, and it's great to see him healthy and back out of the field for the Ravens here today. The pitch will go to Witherspoon. He will get to the outside, get to the first down marker, and stretches it out to near the midfield stripe. Benedictine again, moving the chains. Keeps the drive alive.
Yeah, they're going to mark this thing out to, looks like they're going to give them about the 49-yard line is where the Ravens will have it. And again, another good possession. It had been about two possessions since we saw Dalton Witherspoon running the football. Now they've kind of come back to him. Right now, Witherspoon, 6 carries, 32 yards today.
BC just shy of midfield at 4 minutes and 10 seconds ago in the first half. Looking to stretch their lead back again. And here's a little back throw deep downfield. Got his man. It is broken up. Is that an interference? It is not going to be in the pass. Short. Because they were looking downfield for the long rangy freshman receiver, Adam Jackson.
We talk about this week in and week out that there are guys that we haven't seen much of. We've seen Adam Jackson in some later game moments, and now we're starting to see him earlier on in the ball game. Ravens getting a lot of receivers active.
Adam Jackson, a freshman, he's out of Katy, Texas. Second down, 10, Benedictine. Still just shy of the midfield stripe. Here's a handoff to Sean. Roar goes straight ahead, 50-45, and right at the first down marker. BC will stretch it out, and they're going to look at the sideline as they move the sticks. It's a first and 10, Benedictine.
Yeah, nice run right there for the Ravens. And again, they've shown great balance today. And taking a look at their total yards, 256 total yards, 139 passing, 117 rushing. So
3.5 to go. The clock rolling along toward intermission. Ravens with a 28-7 lead on the road today, and they are looking for more. First and 10. Handoff is Witherspoon. He'll bounce outside. Stiff arms at the 40. Run out of bounds. Way out of bounds at the 35. Vicious coming over. I thought he was reaching into his pocket for his marker, but now he does not throw it. Sam Smith, the strong safety for the Eagles, will get credit for the tackle after the 6-yard gain.
You know, you watch a guy like Dalton Witherspoon when he's running towards the sideline. Doesn't look like he's going to get there. He doesn't look the fastest. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, he's able to just turn that corner and make that run. It's that long loping motion he has while he runs.
Second down for BC at the 35. This time, Wara will be back in the game. He'll pick up a first down, hurdles at the 30, gets to the 25, hit from behind, falling forward to the 23-yard line, and gets another 13-yard carry. And the Ravens, not picking up a lot of ones and twos and threes, they're picking a lot of eights and 12s and 15s.
Yeah, the Ravens able to get good chunk yardage on this drive, and again, I've just been so impressed with the balance we're seeing out of this Raven offense today.
First and 10, Benedictine, 2.5 to play in the half. We're approaching intermission. BC up 28-7 and looking for more. Now running back on either side of the QB. He'll give it over to Wara. He'll try the right. Gets down to the 20. Wrapped up there, a short gain of 4.
Short gain of 4 works.
Short gain of 4.
That time Wara just following the lead blocking around the right side as Dalton Witherspoon was the lead blocker on that play. And we're down to 2 minutes left here in the first half. And if you remember back to the start of the game, the Ravens won the toss to further selection to the second half. So Benedictine's going to get the ball also to start the second half.
And I understand that the Ravens still have three timeouts remaining. Sister Methodist has used one of theirs. And so now with the minute 45 and winding toward halftime. And the Ravens at the 20-yard line, deep in Eagle territory. Handoff is going to go again to Witherspoon. He's going to be hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Leans forward, pushes forward. Tackled in the field of play after a gain of only a couple of yards. And we're at a minute and a half to go in the half.
But I like the patience right now for this Raven offense because, again, right now you're just looking to not give Central Methodist another shot with the football. And really, give your defense a little bit of a rest by not putting them back out there the rest of the half.
Zimmerman is going to come out of the game for BC, and the Ravens instead, who we rotating back in, that's going to be Jackson again. And he will go motion to the left. Third down, four for the Ravens inside the 20-yard line. Back to throw. Jackson Dooley looking, rolling right, steps up. Now he's going to run with it. Puts his head down. Look at Jackson Dooley run the football. Didn't he get to the marker? And it's going to be inches short. That is a tough spot for Jackson. They've stopped the clock. As he went out of bounds, 52 seconds left, and now Benedictine. I mean, you could try to kick a field goal into the wind, but why would you?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, leave your offense out there and go ahead and pick up this length of a football.
Yeah.
Here you go. Court Mattson's going to check back in for this fourth down call. You're also going to bring in another tight end that's going to be Zachary Mendieta. So you're going to go big for this formation.
And for Central Methodist also going big, as they're making a lot of substitutions on that defensive front. Ravens are going to have Witherspoon in the backfield on the left hand of the quarterback. It is going to be fourth down in inches. 2 seconds. 1 second. The snap is back. Witherspoon gets the ball. He'll pick up a first down. He's got more down to the 10. It's first and goal, Ravens, 10 yards out. Needed a half a yard. Got four.
Nice job right there by Dalton Witherspoon. Just using his size in the middle, pushing forward, not giving up, picking up the first down to the 10. That'll be first and goal, Ravens, with 38 seconds left here in the first half.
You're going to set Zimmerman up as a wing to the right side. He's just outside the tackle, Britton Smith. Big guy, 6'4", 280. Back to throw. Quarterback looking left, throwing left. Out the back of the end zone, it's incomplete. He was looking for Zimmerman, who was covered extremely well as he was cutting across the end zone, and the clock stops now. 23 seconds left in the half.
That time Zimmerman being D'd up by an outside linebacker. Kind of looks like Sam Smith over there. And so for the Ravens, that will stop the clock. You talked about with 23 seconds left, it'll be second and goal.
Gathright slides over to the right side. He's going to have one-on-one coverage outside on the right. BC is going to go also wide to the left side with Cameron Dover. So they're going to go smaller on the outsides and a couple of big tight ends filling the slots. And instead of that, they'll hand it off to Wara to the 10, Wara to the 5. Count that Raven touchdown for Sean Wara. He'll dance his way in from 10 yards away with 18 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine stretches its lead to 34-7.
When they zigzag, right? Because that time, everybody anticipated the pass. The safeties dropped out of the box. Just ran the ball with Sean Wara right underneath. By the time the safeties had realized that the Ravens ran the ball, Sean Wara had a head of steam and was coming to him at the 2-yard line. And you just make a business decision, step out of the way there.
Balky puts the ball up and through, and we're going to hang out over here. Deal is with 18 seconds to go in the opening half. Benedictine has retaken the 4-touchdown lead and are in front 35-7. Guys, we'll talk about this at the halftime break, but just to kind of set up how the theme of this is going to go, it's been a dominant first half for Benedictine here today.
Yeah, this has been a really good, you know, the medicine I think that this Raven offense needed after going up to Oskaloosa, Iowa. And we talk about that game like you didn't win it. You scored 10 points and you won. I mean, you did what you needed to. But, again, I think from an offensive standpoint, you said, man, we left a lot of points on the table. There are things we'd like to clean up. Well, so far here in the first half, the Ravens have done a lot of those things.
This is not like the medicine that you take that tastes really bad. This is like the medicine that you take that's like candy. I mean, it's like it's good, and they like this, and it shows. Here comes the Raven kickoff, and once again, we're going to get Harry Balky from San Diego. Benedict with a lot of
SoCal guy. Is this like San Diego weather today? Maybe not.
No, it isn't. Here's the kick away. Into the wind. It is high and taken at the 11. Up the numbers on the right side across the 20. Grabbed around the shoulders at the 25 and escorted out of bounds along the near side at the 27-8 yard line, where CMU is going to have time for maybe a couple of plays.
For Caleb Taylor, that's going to be his third special teams tackle of the afternoon on kick coverage.
Yeah, okay, you could say that, but Central Methodist comes in here today with last week's conference offensive player of the week, defensive player of the week, and special team player of the week. So you got to give that to the Eagles, right?
Good.
By the way, they were the only team in the conference who played last week, so I suppose that may have had, you know, something to do with that. Quarterback, it's a broken play. He's in trouble. Covers up like a turtle and goes to the ground. Yikes. Here's the problem with that. When your running back thinks you're going to the right side and you turn and you go to the left side, the best thing that can happen to you is you go to halftime, and that's what we're going to do right here. It is halftime at Davis Field in Fayette, Missouri. We'll be back to summarize it for you as they go to the break. Benedictine 35, CMU 7.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here, Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos. For a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Got them all.
Good to have you back with us here in Fayette, Missouri, where the officials are waiting to wind up the clock. They're having a nice visit with Coach Pops out there. I don't know if they're
asking him who he's got in the Washington-Oregon game.
Well, I know the answer to that. It's the Huskies, right? Come on, man. Who else are you going to have?
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Well, they still haven't started up the clock yet, even though the band is getting ready to walk out here, and the team's, I think, airing. All right, first half. You've got a bunch of paperwork there. We've got computer screens full of information, and I can sum it up and just say BC dominated that half. How about that?
Yeah, that's an easy way to put it, right? You had six possessions in the first half. Five of those ended in touchdowns. You had one punt, and for Central Methodist, they had seven possessions if you count the one right there at the half. They did get a touchdown on that sixth possession, and all that was set up by that monstrous punt that they had right there by Evan Workman. Other than that, Benedictine has been very balanced today. They've been able to do a lot of the things that they've wanted to do. We've seen two quarterbacks today, and both of them playing well, right? Jackson Dooley at this point, 6 of 10, 2 touchdowns, 98 yards passing. Caden Austin came in his only drive. He went 4 of 5, 41 yards, and was able to connect on a touchdown pass to Tanner Zimmerman. Zimmerman's a guy who's got two touchdown receptions already. Sean Wara with two touchdown runs, and sprinkle in a Jacob Gathright touchdown reception. This Raven offense has been on fire so far in this first half.
Okay, and I love the offense. Okay, don't get me wrong. Love me some offense, but if you think that Raven defense is taking a second seat to them today, you'd be sadly mistaken, because as good as the offense is, the defense has helped Central Methodist to 0 for 5 on third down. They've helped them to negative yardage and rushing the football. And, again, had it not been that one really long kick that gave them a short porch that, they would have kept them scoreless in the first half. The defense has been as good as the offense this afternoon.
Yeah, this defense, though, has kind of been that all season, right? I mean, you talk about not being able to run in the middle against that defensive front. You talk about the way the Ravens have been able to get after the quarterback. I'm not sure what I did there.
I don't know. It's all magic.
There we go. Hold
it's
on.
All magic stuff.
So, yeah, you talk about the way the Ravens have been able to get after the quarterback so far today. Yeah, two sacks for 14 yards so far here in the first half. Eight tackles for loss, having dropped Central Methodist for 32 yards in the first half. This defense has been about the only thing you can say they haven't done is taken the ball away
yet.
Yeah, we've got another half. That's going to happen. You can feel it coming up.
Tell you what, while we are enjoying the performance being put on by the 27-member marching band for Central Methodist University, we're going to take a break here at Davis Field. We'll be back to bring in the second half live. But right now, with your intermission score, Benedictine 35, CMU 7, we're kicking it back to Neil in the Care Sports Studio. He's going to share with you a halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, we've got Dalton Witherspoon with us, running back for the Benedictine Ravens. Dalton, good to talk to you, man. How's it going?
It's going good. Good to be on. Going good so far, so I'm happy to be on.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, well, let's first of all talk a little bit about the Dalton Witherspoon biography, okay? Tell me a little bit about home, a little bit about the family.
Really not too far from here, about 2.5 hours, Windsor, Missouri, little small town, kind of around Warrensburg, Missouri, Sedalia, Missouri, a lot more people familiar with those towns. So I got two of my brothers here playing ball with me. So one's my twin, actually, Dylan Witherspoon and Peyton Witherspoon, incoming freshman. Family doing good. They're able to make it out to a lot of games, which is nice because it's close. So just a little bit about them, yeah.
All right. So how does a guy from Windsor, Missouri, end up coming to Benedictine College? Tell me about how the recruiting went and how you ended up coming to BC.
Yeah. Well, we were very familiar with them throughout high school. I have a teammate that's also a running back, Jonah Roberts. He's from Windsor, Missouri as well. So he's 2 years older than me. So just watching him play here a little bit. The coach that recruited us is from a small school around the area from Windsor, so we were really in touch with him a lot, Coach Kogan, and just kind of getting familiar with the coaches, coming to a lot of game day visits. They had us out for a lot of game day visits, and just really had a good relationship with all the coaches with the visits and just over the years of high school, so they did a great job recruiting us.
So when you came to Benedictine, you'd been here on some visits and stuff, and now that you've been here a couple of years, is the school what you expected? Is BC what you thought it was going to be when you signed on?
Yes. I mean, this kind of exceeded my expectations. Definitely. I knew that it was a very good, strong faith school, good community all around with the school, the football program. I feel like Coach Osborne does a very good job of having us feel like it's a community here. Everyone here, all the players. Coming even just from the visits and stuff, getting to be around the team and stuff, you could kind of see that it's a player-led team, and the coaches do a very good job of kind of putting that forward and letting the team, have that strong brotherhood. So, I mean, I think it exceeded my expectations from there, and also the school part, very strong on academics. Coach Osborne is very strong about that, so that was very nice to see. Definitely weeded them out from the other schools, putting academics first, and then having that strong brotherhood with the football team next.
So you and your twin came first, and then your younger brother is now a freshman.
Yes.
So were you a package deal? Did you two, had you sat down at home and said, okay, here's the deal. Wherever I'm going, you're going. Where you're going, I'm going. Was it like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of something we always dreamed of, playing together when we were kids. We've kind of never been separate in sports we've done, so we've kind of done everything together. So it was almost second nature for us just to kind of go to the same place together. We definitely both were like pretty dead set in high school on wanting to play together, and I think it would just be a lot different not playing with each other, and we kind of feed off each other, and we're good. I think we're better as a package together, so yes.
All right. Windsor High School, small school. How good was the football team? You can tell me the truth. Were you pretty good?
We were pretty good. We kind of helped build up the program from when we were younger. We had a lot of my friends were kind of me and Dylan are getting everyone involved, and we took football very seriously, so we wanted all of our buddies to be in it. So we helped build up the program, I would say. And our junior year, we went undefeated and won the state championship. And our senior year, we had another successful year. So I mean, we were successful in high school, but it definitely took a lot of hard work and getting all of our buddies into it to play as well.
It was small enough. Were you playing both sides?
Oh yes, we were playing everything. I was the kicker. I was the punter. I was a linebacker on defense, so I kind of done a little bit of all. But it kept me into the game, kept me loving it. And yeah, it was awesome playing small school football.
Were you always 33?
I was not. In high school, I was 30. My senior and my junior year. So coming to college, being able to stick in the 30s was pretty nice. I thought about changing to 30 this year, but the 33 stuck with me. I love the 30s, yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the important stuff. Let's talk about academics. What's your field of study, and tell me kind of how that's going.
Right. So I'm still kind of undecided in between majoring in business management or taking some classes in accounting right now. So I'm still kind of filling it out a little bit, but leaning kind of towards the business and accounting side right now. So loving academics here so far, yes.
Is it hard?
Yes, it's tough coming from a smaller school. Definitely a little bit of an eye-opener coming to college. So the first semester was a little rough, but once you get in the feel of things, and it helps that the coaches, you know, they want us to take academics serious. So that definitely helps. So it was tough, but I'm getting into it, and it's going good now. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about small town. And you're from Windsor again.
Right.
We talk about small
right.
town. How many kids in the school?
Kind
of, sort of.
Around 300-400 kids.
Okay.
Usually around 30 per class, so pretty small.
Okay. So that said, you've come to a school now, and some of the guys I've talked to, the SoCal guys.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. They got 2,000-3,000
yep.
kids in the school.
Yep.
I mean, is it different? How do you mesh with them?
Yeah, it's definitely different. They love hearing stories, you know, about how small the school is, and it's crazy to hear how big their classes are and some of the kids that they've played with. So it's cool getting to, like, you know, know them California kids and the bigger schooler kids. So it's definitely cool getting to hear their stories and them hearing our stories. But we all love talking to each other about it, so it's good.
See, and I'm a small
right.
high school guy too. So I mean, you know, every day when you pull into the parking lot, who's here and who's not, because you know the car.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know everyone walking through the halls, and some of those kids that they can't believe it on a team here, you know, they're like, man, we only knew a couple of kids, you know, and the people in our class, they have triple, I mean, way more than kids in our class. So yeah, you know everyone in the town, you know everyone at school, you know what to expect every day and everything. So I mean, it's definitely different to them, but they love hearing about it.
Okay, so you were running back at high school. What kind of an offense did you run? Was it pro? Tell me a little about it.
We ran a little bit of a mixture of spread and some wing T and a little bit of I formation. So we did kind of quite a bit of different things, but it was a lot more spread, but more wing T as well too. Yeah.
So you were running the ball a little bit.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. They gave me the ball plenty, for sure.
And you've got to be happy with how the season has gone on. You know, as you're carrying the ball more, and you know, a huge week a couple of weeks ago, and you know, you got to love putting the ball in your hands.
Oh yeah. I mean, I love having the ball in my hands. I'm definitely comfortable with it. Just I love being able to make plays for my team. You know, and if fourth downs, fourth and shorts, I love being able to, you know, extend the drive for my team. So I love the ball in my hands. Yes, sir.
See, and of course, I always kid Coach Osborne, because I like to see him grind it out. The best defense is a great offense,
yes.
And keep that other team off of the field,
yes.
You know. And those long, substantial drives have got to feel good. And mm-hmm. I like your downhill style. I mean,
right.
do you think about that when you're running the ball?
Yeah, that's something a lot of people have always noticed, just kind of how I ran the ball when I was a kid. It's my dad. My dad was running back and when he was in high school as well, so he kind of taught me I play the old school way a little bit, you know, run with your pads down and get what you can. I've just kind of always been that way in high school, and I believe that helps me be a successful running back, just bringing the aggressiveness. So I love running with my pads down. Yes, sir.
Tell me about this team. I look at it, and I see a team that's very cohesive and very tight-knit. Is it what I think it is?
Yes, sir. I mean, there was a lot of guys here in the summer, and we take pretty good pride in that, and having guys here in the summer building just the extra bond and the extra hard work. But we're all, I mean, offense and defense together, we're all one team. We're all one brotherhood. I mean, we take it very serious. Yes, sir.
Dalton Witherspoon with us, running back for the Benedictine Ravens. You talked about a lot of guys spent the summer. You stayed up here last year,
yes,
too?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, what did you do? What was your summer job?
I worked for a painter, me and Dylan both. We just painted. We painted houses around Atchison. So wake up real early, work out, do your conditioning, and go to work. So it was fun.
It's like life at home, right?
Yeah.
Get up early and get started?
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. few other just kind of off-the-cuff questions. What would be your dream car, your favorite rig to drive? If you got to be driving what you want, tell me what your car is going to be.
I don't know, maybe a souped-up loud Mustang or something. Maybe a blacked-out Mustang. I would like GT, maybe, yeah.
Okay. Are you a morning guy or are you a night owl?
I'm a morning guy. I like to be up early. I feel more accomplished when I'm up early doing something in the morning. So, yeah, morning guy, yeah.
And does that work with school, too, then, pretty well? You do your homework at night or you get up in the morning and do the homework?
I like to get up and kind of, you know, get some things done before class. Definitely had to still do some stuff after practice for stay on top of your studies and stuff, but kind of a mixture of both, yeah.
Windsor, Missouri, you played football. Cannot be the only sport you played. What else did you play in high school?
No, sir, I was busy all year. Football, then basketball, and track and baseball as well, and a little bit of golf in the summer, too. So,
okay, if you weren't playing football, what would have been your next love?
I really loved baseball. Baseball and track, I was also pretty good at track, just with my speed, and that helped me with football, but... baseball, probably. I played a lot of baseball growing up in the summers and stuff, and that kept me busy, so probably baseball.
Shortstop?
Shortstop, catcher, a little bit of pitcher, too, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
The tools of ignorance, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Favorite Gatorade flavor and color?
Ooh, probably red. Red's my favorite color, so I kind of like to stick with my red, but red probably, yes, sir.
Okay. Getting ready for the game. You know, you're sitting here, you're getting the gear on, you're getting your jam music going. What's your go-to pump-up song, music?
A little bit of rock from my dad. Would play rock all the time when we were kids before football games, so maybe some AC/DC stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going old school. I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
A little Axl.
Yeah, Metallica maybe a little bit too.
That's fantastic. Oh, gosh, I got to ask you, you know, who was your big mentor? I mean, growing up, was there a coach? Was there a family member, a friend, maybe a pro athlete that you looked at and said, man, I like what this guy's got going on?
Just being from a smaller school, definitely looked up to those high school kids all the time. A lot of kids in the high school level, just watching them play as a kid, definitely made me love football more and make me just want to be out on that high school field playing for my community more. My dad, definitely, he coached me all the way up pretty much. So he kind of put football in our lives early, and that was really what got me hooked on football. So my dad and just those high school kids in a smaller school, really.
Okay. Let's say this one, you know, it's off season, man, in the summertime. I'm cruising along. I find myself, I'm in Windsor, okay? And I bump into you. You're walking down the street. You're minding your own business. And I say, Dylan, look at me. I love a meal. Yeah. Where are we going to go, man? Where are you going to take me in or around Windsor? Where's your go-to place, and what is it we're going to have?
I mean, there's really not a ton to do, but maybe on a nice Saturday, maybe we go fishing or go out into the woods or something. I mean, there's a lot of woods, and Truman Lake's not too far from Windsor, so a lot of people are out on the lake fishing and just riding around the boat, so maybe that or watching a high school game on a Friday night, yeah.
Okay. So you're like outdoors guy?
Yes, yes, big outdoors guy, yes.
Hunting, fishing, all of that kind of stuff?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Do you camp?
Yes, yes. We go down, my family loves to go down to Bennett Springs, Missouri all the time and trout fish, and we camp down there a lot, yes, sir.
Can you catch a trout? Can you tie a fly?
I can. I fly rod quite a bit. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't know anybody who can tie flies anymore. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a special skill, but it's fun. It's very fun to do.
There's a young guy listening to us right now, and he's heard that, wow, here is Dylan. He's come from small town playing college ball, and he comes up to you and he says, man, what kind of advice can you give to me? If I, you know, what would you tell maybe a high school junior, senior, you know, who's trying to figure out what to do? What would you tell him?
I mean, you just got to keep working hard. It's definitely hard from a smaller school trying to get looks from colleges and stuff, and that was always tough in high school, but just keep working hard. Love what you do. The coaches will come to you. I mean, go to camps and just enjoy it. They'll come to you, and when you get your opportunity, take the best of it. I mean, don't, if you just have maybe one offer or so, I mean, take that up. Go try it out. Go play. Don't just maybe stay back home. Go give it a shot for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've saved it for the last because we're about to wrap this up. Dylan Witherspoon with us. Toughest question I'm going to ask you. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which one and why?
Batman, for sure. I was always a Batman fan. growing up. I would always be him for Halloween a couple times, but I don't know. I loved his movies maybe a little bit more. Spider-Man's a close second, but I'd have to go with Batman for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Dalton, it's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate you letting us steal a little bit of time. Best of luck to you and the Ravens for the rest of the year.
Thank you, thank you. Go Ravens.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison. Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Davis Field here on the campus of CMU in Fayette, Missouri, where both teams have come out of the locker room and are getting ready to go with the second half as Benedictine enjoys a 35-7 lead here at intermission. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil doing a great job. Neil, thank you. He's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studios this afternoon. Cohen sitting here between us, kind of keeping us all squared up, and Gus Couch beside me. Tom Couch, and Gus, we talk about the score in this one, 35-7. You look around the conference right now. Any surprises for you? There's a little one for me, but.
I figure Baker and Mid-America would maybe be a little closer, but still kind of close. William Penn putting up 21. So, real quick, going over the scores. William Penn leads Clark 21-0 at the half. We've got Baker leading Mid-America 20-7. That thing is just about to start the third quarter. Graceland trailing Peru State 17-3 at the half. And then, wow, it's homecoming just up the road in Marshall as it's 0-0 between Missouri Valley and Missouri Baptist. So, a fight for Missouri.
Wheels have come off of the Yellow Jacket bus.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that, again, as the season gets further and further along, the more you stare back at that and go, man, you'd like to have that one back.
Yeah. And Raven fans are going to look at that William Penn score leading 21-0 at halftime and say, you know, we're not real surprised by that because a couple of weeks ago we were up there and Penn played well.
Yeah, Penn is one of those teams who I think going into that second half of the season, nobody is going to push Grandview at all, right? Because we've seen everybody else in the North Division. So Grandview's going to walk through the rest of the season. They're going to finish the season undefeated. But I think, you know, William Penn might make a push for that second place team.
Benedictine. Well, they elected to defer to the second half, and as a result, they're going to accept the football to begin the third quarter. Ravens are going to go from right to left across your dial, and they will have their kick return unit out on the field, settling in at the 5-yard line.
Going to be
set to go.
Witherspoon and Gathright back to return the kick of Oscar Simon.
Here's the boot. It is aided by the wind and will go deep and out the back of the end zone. And Benedictine will begin first and 10. 35-7. Ravens in front. Pick a category, any category. Benedictine leads it here in this game this afternoon. And BC's utilized the skills of two quarterbacks today. Jackson Dooley is going to begin the third quarter. He is a young man who's 6 of 10, 2 touchdown passes today. Caden Austin, 4 out of 5, 1 touchdown pass today. And the BC offense is clicking. Here's a handoff. Witherspoon starts left, cuts right, gets across the line of scrimmage, and meanders his way out to run the 29-yard line, picking up about 4 on the first play of the second half.
This time, Sincere Hall Osborne makes the stop on the play. He's a junior out of Columbia, Missouri. Hall hyphenated last name, Hall Osborne.
There you go. Second down, and we're going to only give him 3. Second down and 7. Benedictine at their own 28-yard line. Again, a running back in the backfield.
And it will be Witherspoon taking the handoff, 35, 45, just a burst of speed. And the sophomore from just down the road is going to give Benedictine a first down, very close to midfield. Levine Embugo with the stop out of Buena Park, California.
That time a big run right there for Dalton Witherspoon, who, you know, had a good first half, right? 12 carries, 66 yards. But Sean Mora putting up a great game with his 13 carries for 86.
BC running game, as it did up at Oskaloosa, is doing well today. Here's a pass over to the right side. It is going to be taken by Joseph Languifaniana, which gets up to the 50, 45-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 7 on a first-down pass into the right flat. Joseph Languifaniana will pick up the 7 yards, and BC's across midfield.
That time running just a little bit of a tunnel screen over there to the right side. Got good blocking ahead of him. Picks up 7, and Raven offense, much like it did in the first half, picking up where they left off.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have so far seen no drop-off and no change, and maybe that's the best thing they could do. Here's a pass over to the right flat. It's going to be caught over there, and a first attempt to Matthew Sanford. BC advances the sticks. The pass into the right flat, beyond the line of scrimmage, short of the deep coverage, kind of finding that happy spot in there.
Now we're going to see into the ball game LeBron Jackson. He will be wide to the left side, and in the slot is going to be Jacob Gathright.
First and 10 Ravens, now at the 38. Jackson takes his time, now steps up, may have checked this thing off of the line of scrimmage. Here comes Wara. Look at him go. 35, 30, 25. Breaks a tackle. He's down near the 20-yard line. An explosive 15-yard run for the redshirt freshman out of Frisco.
That time, Sean Wara stopped, threw a defender off with his offhand, and then picked up about 3 more yards. That time, finally making the stop, LaMarcus Washington, the 6'4" defensive end, the number 4 tackler for Central Methodist. Last season, Central Methodist went 1-10, and Benedictine came away with a 47-0 win over this team. And right now, the Ravens on pace to do a little better than that.
Jayhawks, Cowboys getting set to go. Quarterback is back to throw. He's throwing everything. He's got his man in the back of the end zone. Picked off. Did he come down in the field of play?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, that time we had a good eye on it. Nigel Vaughn comes up with his 4th interception of the season. He's one of those guys for Central Methodist. He is their leading, or he leads the category of interceptions, and he's one of those guys you don't really give a chance to get that interception. That time hung the ball up there a little longer than Jackson wanted to. His 1st interception of the day.
Yeah, the ball hung up and maybe just a little bit short by the time it had gotten that far downfield and going into the wind. All of those things working against Jackson Dooley. The Ravens will turn it over for the first time this afternoon. 11:58 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 35-7, but turning the ball back over, it'll be Young to CMU at their own 20-yard line and will be the Eagles' first possession of the second half. QB is going to keep it himself, roll over to the right side, get the pass to his running back out of the backfield, who slows down and is going to be hit at the 25-yard line, and 4 defenders will bring him to the ground after a 5-yard gain.
Luke Applinger along with Carson Anderson in on the stop right there for the Ravens. They're going to say a gain of 5. Let's call it 2nd and 5.
Central Methodist will have the ball just up to their own 25-yard line. The cloudiness is still just completely overcast. Maybe not quite as low a ceiling as we had earlier. And even though the lights are on, they're not really helping much, but they're certainly ready. Quarterback will throw the pass over to the left flat, and he had to get rid of it in a hurry because Heath Baker and Joe Burke were in the backfield with him. That pass will go incomplete.
Well, yeah, anytime you turn around and boom, there's Joe Burke and Heath Baker. The quarterback said, I'm not going to have to deal with that. Let's throw it out there. Hope my guy can get to it. Just wasn't able to get enough on it. It'll bring up now a 3rd down for the Central Methodist offense. Today, Central Methodist 0-for-5 on 3rd downs.
And Joe Cambridge back to throw, launching one right side. Got his man caught over the shoulder. That was a beautiful catch at the Benedictine 40-yard line. A quick tackle immediately by Jackson Hoskins. But the Eagles, that's their best play of the day.
Yeah, able to fly the ball over there into the right sideline. And I'm not really sure how he was able to come down with it. That was a perfect pass right there by Cambridge. His longest pass of the afternoon.
1st and 10, Central Methodist. The Eagles in the home forest green uniforms, helmets, jerseys, pants. Quarterback will keep it, roll right, looking, throws it. He's got his man open again in that defensive seam down to the 25-yard line, and a very, very late penalty.
Yeah, we're going to get a roughing the passer after the pass.
Official's back here. We'll see what he's got to tell us. So a good gain already is going to be an even bigger play for the Eagles. As they are threatening now. A series that began with that interception in the end zone, beginning of the drive at their own 20-yard line. CMU has taken the ball all the way down now inside the Raven 15, first and 10.
Central Methodist has been in the red zone once today, came away with a touchdown.
Running back slides over to the right side of the QB, and he will take the handoff, cutting across the grain, going to the left, down to the 10. He will go, and perhaps even the 9-yard line. It's not going to be any more than that.
Ben Sylvain, along with Javai Blomquist, make the stop on the plane right there for the Ravens. Going to bring up a second down. Now, this Raven defense is going to have to really buckle down here in the red zone to try to keep Central Methodist from getting their second touchdown in the game. But Central Methodist has put together a good drive right here coming off that interception set up by Nigel Vaughn.
Cam Cole is a running back. We've seen him in as the game has gone on, and quarterback back to throw again. Cambridge throws it right side, and a leaping attempt made out of bounds and complete.
That time getting after the quarterback was Cole Johnson. He had to let go of the football, and man, that was a great effort by Aaron Edwards to try to make the reception right on the sideline, but not able to hold on to it. It will bring up a third and seven from the 10.
Yeah, they got to get this thing down around the 3-yard line in deep in Raven territory with 9:50 to go in the third quarter. Ravens enjoying a 35-7 lead, trying to keep CMU out of the end zone. Eagles well within field goal range, but they want seven. Third down at the 10. Back to throw again is going to be Cambridge. Rolls right, plenty of time, steps up. Now he's going to run. He's going to be able to get to the 5 and stop right there. What a hit delivered by Benedictus Carson Anderson.
That time the quarterback, Cambridge, tried to get low, but the problem was Carson Anderson was going low. They both hit into each other. Cambridge spins around, and now it's going to bring up a fourth down, and Central Methodist is going to lead the offense out there. They're going to bring a big tight end in here.
If you're the Eagles, there is no reason to not leave the offense. I mean, you're already trailing at 35-7 with 9:20 to play in the third quarter, and a field goal is going to do you very, very little good. They need touchdowns if they're going to become a part of this game again. And here they go. Running back, Cam Cole. Behind quarterback, Cambridge. Fourth down and short. Handoff, no. QB keeps it, throws wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles, CMU. That was a nice fake into the middle. The Raven defense bit, drew inside, and then goes just releasing and going into the left flat. That pass is in 4-6.
That time for Central Methodist. We talked about that they brought a big tight end in late, and that's the guy who caught it. Zane Rice, 5'11". They list him 5'11", 220. He is 5'10", 260.
Exactly.
Just a big guy.
Yep. So a 5-yard touchdown pass at 8:59 to go. The PAT is on its way and in. And Central Methodist trying to become a part of this ball game has cut the Raven lead. We're taking a break. 8:59 to go in the third. Benedictine 35, Central Methodist 14.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
With you here at Davis Field on a CMU campus, and Central Methodist has taken advantage of an opportunity that they gave themselves, Gus, by taking the football away from Benedictine as the Ravens were threatening to go in on the initial possession of the second half.
intercepted in the end zone, turned around and drove the length of the field to punch it in and rolled the dice a little bit on a big fourth down play.
Yeah, I like the play calling right there for Central Methodist. Now they're going to kick it high and short, fielded by Witherspoon.
He'll take it to the 15, tries to get outside, will get the edge to the 20, and around the 25-yard line, going to be hustled out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline across the way. They're going to give him forward progress to the 29. And here comes the Raven offense for the second time in the second half. And again, the first possession, lots of yards, but ultimately turning it over and coming up empty-handed. And quarterback Caden Austin back in the game for BC on this second possession here in the third quarter. Two to the left end, one to the right for Austin. They're going to swing Tanner Zimmerman over to the left edge. First down, 10 call. QB's going to roll to his left. Looking downfield, he's got a man deep. Instead, will take the short pass. And it is going to be, he's going to be looking for Jacob Gathright. But because I'm looking downfield at Joseph Langafuyana, he had about a half step on his guy at the 40-yard line and was cutting into the middle of the field and away from his defender. Pass is going to be incomplete. It'll bring up a second down, 10. As a quarterback, particularly as a freshman, you haven't played much. You haven't, in this season, you haven't played much at all, really. No high, no college football. You got to get used to the speed, maybe a little bit of the game, the speed of your teammates. Even though practice is one thing, this is another. Here's a handoff in the back where the quarterback's going to keep it in the backfield, and he's got to be bounced around and lose a couple of 3 yards. So
I think that was supposed to be a pitch to Witherspoon, but the problem was the defensive end got into the backfield quickly. He decided, I don't like trying to pitch that ball with that defensive end right there. He kept it and then really wasn't sure about running or should he pitch later. Got back to the line of scrimmage, but now the Ravens are faced with a 3rd and 10.
Witherspoon will exit the ball game. Sean Wara, Benedictine's other running back, comes in. I say other, remembering that there is Jonah Roberts over there, and we have not seen Jonah yet this afternoon. But kind of nice to see him get out there a little bit today. We're close to his home. Austin's back to throw. Rifles one, and it's picked at the 40. That's going to be a pick six. Down the left side, into the end zone, touchdown, CMU. And the Eagles have all the momentum. The Eagle fans are on their feet. Amarion Slaw, that is his second interception of the season. And now penalty markers all over the field.
Yeah, so we're going to have a penalty back there. I'm not really sure what it's going to be. It's going to be back there about the place that the quarterback had thrown the ball, but I feel like it's during the return.
You got the back or the light judge and the umpire talking to the referee out there. They're huddled up in the middle of the field around the 10-15-yard line. We'll get a call here and see if we just what they're going to tell us about this. Official is absolutely telling no one anything, and now he's turned back to the middle of the field. And I think he's checking with Coach Osborne to see what the Ravens want to see have happen. They have put the point.
Play, interception for a touchdown. The throw is down. After the throw, dead ball, football conduct. And the 33, the defense. That's going to be a step from the kickoff. The 33, first point, it's all paper.
All right, so there you have it. The touchdown off the interception and return is good. PAT coming up, and a unsportsmanlike conduct call against Central Methodist will be assessed on the subsequent kickoff. The placement, the boot, and the point, and just the Eagles are right back in this thing. Timeout in Fayette. We've got 7:53 to go in the third quarter. It is now Benedictine 35, Central Methodist 21.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Benedictine second half. Yeah, started off pretty well. Took the kickoff, drove it downfield. We're approaching the end zone. And
then it kind of has all gone bad for them. They threw the pass into the end zone. It was intercepted. Central Methodist brings the ball back, goes all the way downfield, marches down, scores the touchdown. Ravens get it back, throw an interception. It's a pick six, and boom, boom, two quick scores. CMU's back in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, a minute and 6 seconds between scores for Central Methodist. So 66 seconds, 14 points is a good little turnaround for the Central Methodist defense as the clouds started to lighten.
Interesting question for the Raven coaching staff. Who will be the quarterback as this kickoff is away? And the Ravens are going to just let this thing bounce and go out the back of the end zone. And BC's offense will come back on the field. And again, who's going to be the Raven quarterback? Do you bring back out Jackson Dooley? Do you let the guy who, your freshman, come back into the game and just get settled back in?
It's going to be Jackson.
And in fact, it is Jackson Dooley back into the lineup for Benedictine. So Jackson Dooley is going to have Sean Wara behind him. And here comes the Raven offense, first and 10 BC from the 25-yard line. For Benedictine, they need a nice little drive down the field, take some time off, and kind of get their game legs back. Here, Sean's going to go straight up the right side, pick up about 7, 8, maybe even 9 yards. Give him 9 up to the 34-yard line. Quick hitter off right guard. Second down, 1.
And what the Ravens need to do right here, you talked about it, run the football a little bit, take some time in the huddle, really just try to stem the momentum right now for the Central Methodist team.
Second and 1, Benedictine. Jackson Dooley, Sean Ward. Defense jumps offside. No penalty marker. There it goes. QB's back. He's got a free play. Throws into traffic. What a catch by Gandrain across midfield and down to the 42.
Love that play right there by Jackson Dooley. Realized that the penalty marker was going to come. You had a free play, so let the ball fly.
Yeah, the officials are going to take a moment to, I think, make certain that they're all on the same page as to the call here. But that was smart play by the Ravens sophomore quarterback out of Lawrence, Kansas, a former Chesty Lion. That's Jackson Dooley out there.
Now, everybody's kind of standing around in midfield, like maybe it's not going to be a defensive penalty.
Offside defense. That penalty will be declined. It was only play the first down.
There we go. No. I was confused why everybody was kind of milling around the midfield when that thing should have been down to the Central Methodist. They're going to mark this thing down at the 42-yard line. So a great play right there by Jackson Dooley. On the afternoon, Jackson, 8 of 13 for 113 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Here's BC, the 42-yard line. And again, the Rams have moved the ball briskly through the course of the afternoon. Little wraparound handoff. Wara bouncing outside 40. Cuts at the middle 35. Look at him go. He could take it. 10-5. Drops the shoulder. Touchdown. Benedictine. Sean Wara. Let it run in from 42 yards away. And BC stretches its lead to 41-21.
It's going to be his third rushing touchdown in the afternoon for Sean Wara. He's got 42, a 10, and then a 1-yard touchdown run this afternoon. So a good answer right there for this Raven offense.
And if you haven't seen Jawar run the ball a lot, he's got what I call kind of startling speed. You see, he's kind of solidly built. He's strong. I mean, Sean is 5'8", a buck 90, and he has speed that allows him to just absolutely escape the defense. The PAT is going to be up and good by Harry Balky. And, Neil, we're taking a timeout. Ravens have stretched their lead back with 6:57 to go in the third quarter. It is now Benedictine 42, Central Methodist 21.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, suddenly the second half, Gus, has seen the top come off the scoring can here because they are throwing points in. 42-21, and we have seen a lot of points in this third quarter, which is just barely halfway through. the advance, the kick into the wind is going to be knocked down and fielded at the 11-yard line. The run to the near side and the contact and the tackle of the 20. And for Benedictin, that was a nice defensive play on the special teams by Cole Johnson. CMU had Aaron Edwards with a return. And for the Eagles, well, they're going to have okay field position to begin yet another second half possession. First to 10 to their own 20-yard line for Central Methodist. And Benedictin continues to lead in every statistical category. The Ravens at a 435 yards of offense already. Central Methodist, though, is now into double digits or triple digits with 151. Quarterback is back to throw, rolling right now, looking left, now throwing downfield. He's got a man and it's tipped and incomplete. The quarterback had plenty of time, and he really helped himself by rolling out of this pocket. And when he threw downfield, looking for Aaron Edwards, Jackson Hoskins did a good job of getting in the way. Kind of got a hand maybe even on that thing, kind of deflected the ball a little bit, incomplete.
Aaron Edwards, a big wide receiver at 6'3", 190 pounds, but a great job by Jackson Hoskins at 6'1", 185, so matches up pretty well over there.
Second down, 10. Eagles at their own 20-yard line. Ravens come with a blitz. Quarterback releases quickly, and the pass is incomplete. And I'll tell you what, there was no chance for quarterback Joe Cambridge on that one because Joel, wasn't that Joel coming in there?
Coming
in off the near side?
So Joel Mavis had the coverage over here, but going in after the quarterback was Jared Heron, the junior out of Moberly.
It is a third down 10 now.
So they're going to keep Heron out there, put him on the left side. On the right side, you're going to have Cole Johnson. So they're going to have two pass rushers in on this formation.
Third down 10 at their own 20-yard line. And we see Joe Cambridge come all the way over to the near side. Make sure he's on the right page with everybody. And now he's going to drop back to throw. Looking. Now he's chased out of pocket. He's just going to get rid of this thing and throw it on the near side. Gets it. And Cambridge chased out, but Gus, never touched by the defenders, Glazer and Baker for Benedictine. Here's the deal with them. They were chasing him out of bounds. He took a tumble. He kind of went headlong, kind of rolled himself out of bounds. I believe trying to decoy maybe the official into another roughing the passer call, didn't get it that time. Ravens are going to be back to return the punt. That possession, and this is what happens when you throw the ball unsuccessfully, that possession took virtually no time off the clock, still 6:36 to go in the third quarter. Benedictin leading it by three touchdowns. The snap back is good, the boot away. This is not as good as the last one. It's going to turn over, and it'll be taken by Joseph at the 35, at the 40, grab by the helmet, 45, pinballs across the 50, still on his feet, 45, and leans forward to the 44-yard line. That was a masterful return for Benedictine by Joseph Langufuyana, first and 10 BC. Ravens are going to have the football across midfield. And it will be Jackson Dooley back in QBing this club. At the 44-yard line with 6:20 to go in the third. Rashid Beckham, the Ravens center, to snap. Here's the bounce to the outside. And there goes Witherspoon across the 40. He's going to be right at the first down marker. Does he have enough to advance the chains? They say, you betcha. Move him ahead, first and 10, being Benedictin.
Yeah, great job right there by the running back, Dalton Witherspoon. And Witherspoon and Wara have been a great 1-2 today. We're going to see both of those guys finish today with over 100 yards rushing. Wara, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns on 12 carries. Witherspoon, 13 carries for 86 yards today.
First to 10 Ravens now inside the 35-yard line. Let's call it at the 34. Motion will go to the left side, but they're going to hand up to the running back straight ahead again. It's going to be Witherspoon. Dancing his way to the 30, 29, maybe the 28-yard line. They might even give him the 27 now as he continues to move to the north.
We've seen a couple of interesting things today from the Raven offense, right? There we saw Jackson Dooley under center. That's something we don't see a whole lot from the Ravens. And earlier in the ball game on Sean Warren's second touchdown run, we saw them motion a tight end into the backfield and use him as a lead blocker, as a fullback type. So for the Ravens, kind of getting back to a few traditional things, if you will, today.
Second down and 4. back to throw. They'll throw out of the backfield. It'll be taken there by Witherspoon to the 25 and drugged down from behind for another Benedictine first down at the 22-yard line. Joseph Slattery out of Pensacola, Florida with the stop. Because, you know what they say, you know, fashion goes back and forth, and now you're going to see maybe the offenses do a little bit. Everything old is new again, you know? These people are looking, these young players are looking out there saying, what's this, fullbacks, quarterbacks under center? I've never seen this. Who designed this? This is craziness. Who knew you could do that? First and 10. Back to throw again. Going deep. Has his man, Gathright. Touchdown, Ravens. Jacob Gathright from 21 yards out on a strike by Jackson Dooley. In for Jacob. Touchdown number two today.
Yep, Jacob Gathright now with two receiving touchdowns, both of them from Jackson Dooley. The first one was from 38 yards. This one, they're going to call it, what, probably about 34-yarder? Let's call it 21. So 21-yard touchdown and a 38-yard touchdown reception for Jake Gathright today.
And Balky in for yet another PAT. It is good, and we're taking a break, Neil. Points aplenty in Fayette, Missouri this afternoon. At 4:31 to go in the third quarter. It's now Benedictine 49, Central Methodist 21.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all seven flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison.
Back with you here in Fayette, Missouri, where I don't know if I see any blue sky, but I am seeing, like you mentioned a little bit ago, a little bit lighter cloud cover. Maybe a little bit brighter out on the field. Certainly, the Raven offense is looking bright today as they're near 50 points and still 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter today. They're going to get, what, 65-70 today? Here's the kick away. End over end, high and into the wind. Fielded at the 9. Cutting across the field to the right side of the 15. Hit at the 20, and he'll be stopped cold at the 21-yard line. The CMU return on the tackle by Cole Johnson for Central Methodist. How about that return by Aaron Edwards? And kick coverage for Benedictine has just been fantastic. That's not just today, all season long.
You mean?
You lose him?
I don't know.
I couldn't begin to say.
Figure it out.
Here we are. Here comes the Eagles. 20-49, Benedictine. 21, Central Methodist. 21 points in. Used, you know, some breaks to get to those. Here's a handoff in the backfield and playing off two defenders. Isaac Anderson tackles him anyway.
Yeah, Isaac Anderson is a guy who has 14 tackles on the season, and it's one of those big anchors for this defense, right? If Isaac doesn't go, much else doesn't work right for this team. So, again, he's one of those guys that you can't really measure his statistics off of, you know, sheer tackles.
Second down and 11 for Central Methodist. They're going to call that a single-yard loss. As Cambridge, quarterback, again, has a running back behind him, and he's going to be back to throw. Looking downfield, goes left side, has the man open at the 30-yard line, making a catch, and pulling through the defender, Kyle Rowland on the far sideline, cuts very near and will get the first down up to the 35-yard line. They will advance the chains, and it is first and 10 for Central Methodist.
Here in a couple,
is there a mark? Oh, there's a marker in the backfield. I wondered why they hadn't moved the sticks. Mark it back at a 15. So we'll see what this is all about. Is it a hold or is it a run thing? It's got to be one of the two back here, right? We've seen both of those calls already today, by the way.
There's no foul play. Ruling was blocked into.
Okay, so they're going to say it's not roughing the passer because the defender was blocked into the quarterback. And now if you look out there at Cambridge, he's, you know, got a noticeable limp to him.
Joe Cambridge this afternoon, 11-21 throwing the football, 153 yards and two touchdowns. So it has been a very good afternoon for him. First and 10, CMU. They're going to mark him all the way up to the 35-yard line. Eagles with the football at their own 35. Quarterback hands off, and as the running back gets the ball, the defensive lineman gets the running back. They all converge at the same instant.
Xavier Hernandez back there for the Ravens.
Wow.
He was able to wrap up the quarterback and the running back, and a loss on the play. Great job right there for Xavier, the 6'1", 220-pound sophomore out of Atchison.
What a nice play. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Central Methodist has gone backward now, losing 4 yards, second down and 14 at their own 31. Running back is going to shift over to the left side. That's going to be Cam Cole. Motion will come toward the middle. Quarterback is back to throw. Looks right, has a man wide open. Taken at the 35, 40, 45-yard line. Picks up the first down, and Hoskins will bring him out of bounds along the near side. But that was a nice catch. And because what had happened there was Cambridge looked to the left, then turned back to the right where Quinn Whiteley, the junior from Oklahoma City, had gotten open. And that has been problematic for the Raven defense, that 7, 8, 9 yard kind of a route where those receivers, they're not just open with good passes getting to them. They are wide open where pretty much any pass is going to get to them. First and 10, Eagles. Now the quarterback tries to pull it back, and the running back takes it away from him. Luckily, they do not turn it over, and falling back forward, picking up a yard or two, is going to be Drake Dudley out of Hannibal, Missouri. Last year, he was, remember him? We talked about him earlier. He was on defense on last year's team.
Yeah, the strong safety from last year, and that time looked a little clunky playing offense. Is telling me right there, Central Methodist avoids a little disaster.
Just short of the midfield mark at the 49-yard line. CME with a football at a minute 40 to go in the third. Quarterback, 3, 4, 5-step, drop back, gets in as he releases the ball and just throws
it
away.
That's got to be grounded.
He was in the box, but that ball way short of the line of scrimmage, and I don't know if there was a receiver near it, but we're seeing no marker down. The officials are talking about it. Look at him. He's calling other officials in. All right.
So the running back was near the hash mark, but that ball was out at the numbers. I'm not sure he was close enough. That's probably going to be a grounding penalty.
The officials have not thrown a penalty marker yet, but again, three of them are together and talking about this back in the offensive backfield. Central Methodist wants to run a play.
There it is. Coach, it's got to be, yeah.
Coach Brown says, let's run a play. Now the official says, no play here.
Yeah, because it's going to be grounding because, again, the receiver was inside the hash. The number went out, or the pass went out to the number, so.
There you go. And Coach Brown is just livid here on the near sideline. He is explaining to the official how he saw that play come together, but that's not how the guys in the stripes who did a nice job. They got together, made a team decision, and a spot foul is going to cost him a down also.
Coach Brown is saying, well, my running back cut in, and he was supposed to cut out, and they're going to say, yeah, well, still wasn't in the vicinity.
Third down and about 18 for Central Methodist with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Quarterback is going to try to throw it and get it away to running back in the backfield. Who's going to get back across the line of scrimmage, but nowhere near the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a fourth down at about 16. Cam Cole made the catch and got all he could get, but that was not nearly enough.
Yeah, because the defense was in the backfield in a hurry. Cam Cole just caught the ball as soon as the quarterback got the snap. He was flaring it out there. Cam, it'll get maybe a couple. It'll bring up a fourth and 16 now for Central Methodist.
Now you got Evan Workman. He's going to be punting the ball away. And if you're familiar with the St. Louis area, our listeners oftentimes are, Parkway North is his old alma mater. And he's in to punt it away for Central Methodist, standing at his own 26-yard line. Inside the last minute of the third quarter, Ravens in front, 49-21. The snap back, it's a beauty. The kick away is nice, but a little bit angling to the right side. It's going to bounce and bounce, and the Ravens are going to field it at the 10-yard line. Coming up the left side, the 15, cuts to the middle, and then a high tackle, helmet high, made on Joseph Longopuliana. Ravens will have it across near the 25-yard line, across the 20. A little over half a minute to go in the third quarter. Benedictine brings his offense back on the field. You know, sometimes we have listeners that know something about the St. Louis area, Gus, you know?
It's been known to happen.
Yeah. First and 10. 25-yard line. Ravens have the ball, and here's Witherspoon. He'll go right. cuts back in, picks up 5 to the 30. And for BC, they will not have to snap again in the third quarter. We'll see if they elect to do that.
Joel's walking to the other end.
Okay. Does that tell, that tells me something. We're going to take a break, Neil. Third quarter in the books here in Fayette, Missouri. Benedictine leads Central Methodist 49-21.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Going to the fourth quarter, 49-21 Benedictine in front. College football this afternoon here from Central Missouri. And happy to have you along with us on CARE Radio. All right, guys, if you're CMU, I mean, let's be very candid. We pride ourselves on our honesty, sometimes, you know, maybe too honest, but Central Methodist is not going to win this game. So if you're CMU, what do you want to do here? You want to just, like, have another nice possession or two?
Yeah.
What do you want to do if you're the Eagles?
Score another touchdown, right? I think that's probably the end game.
Benedictine would like to do the same thing, second down 5. Here's a handoff, bouncing outside, looking to get upfield, and the tackle pulling Dalton Witherspoon forward is going to have him very near the first down marker. And if not a first and 10, it'll be third down and inches just short of the 35-yard line. Just underway here in the fourth quarter.
Ravens going to bring in a new running back for this third down and one call, Jonah Roberts.
You heard.
Right. Now he's going to check back out, and Moore is going to come in. I think the question was, is it third and one or is it first and 10?
It would be good to see Jonah get out there. You heard Dalton Witherspoon, as we talked to him at halftime, talk about he and Jonah Roberts, Windsor, Missouri high school teammates. Jonah, a couple of years older than Dalton. And here's going to be a quarterback draw. Straight ahead goes Jackson Dooley. And while Jackson is not typically a ball-carrying, running kind of quarterback, he makes the most out of that one, picking up the first down, and the Ravens are going to have a first and 10.
Now Jonah will come in for the first and 10 call.
Jonah Roberts, let's talk about him a little bit. He's a good one, 6 foot tall, 185 pounds, great size junior. He's out of, we talk about it, Windsor, Missouri, part of that state championship football team from Windsor, class 1A, where 35 kids in a class. Entire school has a few hundred in the school, every grade, from kindergarten through the senior in high school. Here's a snap back, and Jonah will hit the left side of the line, runs into a big green wall over there. You heard of the green wave? Well, that time it was a green wall of CMU defenders, and the gain is minimal.
Speaking of the green wave, they won last night. Tulane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did Stanford. I could see Tulane winning. I didn't see Stanford winning, just FYI.
A little heartbroken about that.
I haven't figured out how that happened yet. Neither has Coach Prime. Second down and 8. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Ravens in front, 49-21. Very long count by Jackson. Play clock still, lots of time. Back to throw. Dooley, he's going to go kind of deep. Then right side, the receiver's blown up. And is there no penalty marker? The defender ran not only into, but over Joseph Lagopuyana. And the pass goes way downfield because there's no way he's getting to it. It's incomplete. And why is this not pass interference? Can you help me with that?
I figure they're going to say it just wasn't a catchable pass because it was so far out of bounds. But
it wasn't catchable because he was lying with his back on the ground. Third down and 8. He's still throwing 37.
If nothing else, defensive holding. You know,
you'd have thought there was some kind of an infraction there. Yeah. Third down and long. Again, Jackson will take the snap. Looking. Now rolling out. Marker's down. That's going to be a hold. So no matter what Jackson does as he runs out of bounds into the near sideline, he's going to get back maybe just across the line of scrimmage. But if you're CMU, give me, you either let them have fourth down and just punt the ball away, fourth and long, or you push them back. But I think that I need the ball worse than I need that 10 yards, right?
Yeah. I think you're going to just decline this and say, quick and fourth.
Yeah.
Hey, 50 of the offense. That's
going to be fine. Fourth down. There you go. And the decision by Central Methodist. All the Central Methodist defenders are backed by the marker, and finally their teammate waves them up and says, hey, guys, the line of scrimmage is going to be where the ball's on the ground here at the 39-yard line, so we're going to play it from here. And Benedictin set to punt it away with Cullen Bruner. So Cullen Bruner, he's had a good day today. Again, though, the wind affects a lot of how this has gone. Some really long, some really short, and the wind is going to be behind him here in the fourth quarter, and the return man is back at the 10. Here's the advance. There's the kick. It's not a great kick. It'll bounce at the 23, take a Raven bounce to the 20, angle across, and kick out right around the 15-yard line. So for Central Methodist, it's a long field, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line.
So for Cullen Bruner, he's going to get his 10th punt inside the 20 this season.
That's a, you know, that's just a pretty good day, right? For Cullen Bruner. And Cullen, can you believe that's only his second punt of the afternoon? The first one going for 38 yards. And here comes the Central Methodist offense.
Central Methodist punted more in the third quarter than Benedictine has in the first three quarters.
Quarterback standing at the 10-yard line. Will keep it himself. Rolls left. Now throws back across the body and a wide open receiver at the 30. 35. Breaks a defender's tackle and then is hit from behind and down up near the 40 and coming up a little bit slowly because he did not see the defender coming up from behind him. And Central Methodist receiver A.J. Allen he's going to stay out there, but he's not at 100% right now. He took a hard hit.
Dominique Stone King makes a stop right there for the Ravens. That'll be a first and 10 for Central Methodist.
Up at their own 39-yard line. QB keeps it. Now we'll hand it off. The sweep to the right side, gets to the edge, and pick up of about 9, a sprint to the right side by Cam Cole. That's kind of rolling over there. Kyle's not that far from home. St. Charles, Missouri, can't be a couple of hours from here.
We'll be a little closer here in a few weeks.
You bet. We'll be right in his backyard. Maybe he'll invite us over, you know, for a little cookout.
There you go.
A little pregame. Second down and a yard or so for Central Methodist. But for the Eagles, the clock is the enemy with 11 minutes to play. QB's back, throws it right flat, and dropped at the 50-yard line.
So the problem with that drop is now you're looking at, we're wrong, still third and one, but third and one, and getting some of those short yardage things have not been easy for this Central Methodist offense today.
For CMU, third downs, they are you ready for this? 1 of 9. However, one time they did go on fourth down where they are 1 of 1. And they're in four down territory here with 11 minutes to play, right, near the 50. So, yeah. Third down and a yard. Handoff running back. Powers forward, and he didn't get it.
He got
is well short.
Got folded up like a pizza box right there. And now, great job of the Raven defensive front. 96, Kevin Harris getting the stop right there. Now, Kevin is a sophomore out of Dallas, Texas, and that'll bring up a fourth and still a yard for the Central Methodist offense.
Lead blocker on that for Central Methodist is Pat Kuhn. He's 6'3", 290 out of Omaha South High School. But now on a fourth down one, yeah, we called it a minute ago. Certainly, clearly, four down territory for the Eagles. And now the official runs up and the Ravens are taking a timeout. I thought maybe the Eagles might.
Benedictine was going to call a timeout because they ran a guy on pretty late. And that was Robert Joby. And so I think they're just going to make sure everybody's, yeah, we're going to keep it here, Neil. I think they're just wanting to make sure everybody's on the same page for a fourth and one.
Okay, a little bit ago, you predicted that the Ravens are going to have two triple-digit rushers today. And, well, they're well into that now as Sean Wara is at 142. And Dalton Witherspoon, who was just short of 100, is now 17 carries for 111 yards. The Ravens. And I tell you, I kid with Coach because, I mean, let's be honest, Coach Osborne, he's like, I love my offense, and he's a kind of a wide-open offense kind of a guy, but I was kidding about running the ball a little bit. How about today? The Ravens have run for 287 yards, passing for 206. 287 yards rushing, 206 passing. So that's got you, you know, pretty good number of yards, and it's also got you 49 points. And you'll take 49 points on any Saturday, right?
It's been a balanced day, right? Four passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns. So just a great overall day for this Raven offense.
And now let's see if it's a great day for the Raven defense as they're out there fourth down and a long yard. Central Methodist, quarterback is back, throwing deep, downfield, and it's going to be picked off at the 35, 45, cross midfield, racing down the right sideline and finally going out of bounds inside the 40-yard line. And I thought there was going to be a marker out there.
That was a mistake by Joe Cambridge. He thought there was an offside, but the defender had actually jumped back before, and he was looking for a free play. And as he comes off the field, he's shaking his head a little bit because he thought he had the free play. Instead, he has an interception thrown to Joel Mavis, his first of the season.
Joel, a tremendous, not just a great job of watching the ball come in, stepping in front of the intended receiver to take it away. But then a great job of weaving it up the field. A lot of guys would have just batted it down and said it was a fourth down and we'll just take the ball where the down marker was. But he picked up yardage on top of that, and the Ravens are at the 35-yard line of CMU. It'll be Jackson Dooley. Play action. Looking downfield. Got his man. It's another Gathright. Touchdown, Ravens. Jacob Gathright, and you're just going to have to count him. Is that four? No, it's three. Jacob Gathright's third touchdown reception today.
If you have a touchdown today, you have multiple touchdowns today for the Ravens. Tanner Zimmerman has two. Jacob Gathright has three. Sean Wara has four.
And Benedictine stretches his lead now to 55-21. And another PAT coming up for Harry Balky. This will be his 8th point after if he puts it through, which he does. And, Neil, we're going to take a break. It's all Ravens this afternoon in Fayette with 10:16 to go in the ballgame. It is now Benedictine 55, CMU 21.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, the Benedictine offense clicking here this afternoon, now at 528 yards of offense. And you guys, you talked about the balance, but with that long pass, it's even more balanced, 287 rushing, 241 throwing the ball. Central Methodist is up to positive rushing yardage now, though. They've got five.
Give it. There's still 10 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. May not have it when we're done. Cullen Bruner, again, kicking with the wind, which has subsided considerably. We'll get this one away. High. Returnable. Taken at the 3 and fair caught right there. There was nobody very close, but I think deciding that he's had very little success returning these kicks. Central Methodist Aaron Edwards decides, I'm going to just fair catch this at the 3 and we'll get my team some pretty good field position. I'm still not used to fair catching kickoff, you know? I understand the concept. I understand why you do it. I understand that, you know, it's guaranteed yardage. I understand that you certainly don't take the physical abuse of the return, and yet it just doesn't seem right somehow. It's just how it is. Here comes Joe Cambridge in the offense for the Eagles. He will boot right, now throw downfield, and a leaping catch and a nice catch made right at the first down stick. It's going to be just enough for an Eagle first and 10. That was a great effort made over there by Drake Dudley, and I thought that maybe the pass was going to be a little bit high, but Drake, a 6 foot tall out of Hannibal, Missouri, able to get up, extend, and make that catch.
Okay, so the tackle on the play is going to be by Blake Dapkus, but the guy underneath who tried to intercept that was A.J. Calcara from St. Pius X.
Here's a handoff into the right side and hit in the backfield, spun down for a loss. Cam Cole could not escape Abram Phillips out of Olathe North, the old Eagle.
Yeah, Abram Phillips did a great job right there. Talked about those positive yardage that Central Methodist had. The thing might not finish the game with positive yardage. Especially right now that Central Methodist is going to have to start getting a little more aggressive if they're going to try to get another one on the board today.
Right to the near side, you got Drake Dudley again, the guy who's shifted over from defense to offense. Cambridge in the backfield. Rolls left. Now he's going to just wind up, throw it downfield, and it is picked, and then it went through Trey Williams' hands. The 6 foot tall redshirt freshman does not haul it in. It goes for Joe Cambridge. That was just not a great decision. I know he wants to throw to Aaron Edwards, a good receiver, 6'3", but when you have tight double coverage like that downfield, you are just begging for something bad to happen. And for the Eagles, a lucky break that it didn't.
Yeah, the other guy back there was Dylan Witherspoon. So trying to throw into that kind of coverage is just going to be very difficult for Cambridge.
Now a third down 10 for Central Methodist. And back to throw. Quarterback steps up. He's hit. He's down. The ball is out, but the official runs up and says it is down at the point of tackle. Heath Baker, another sack for the Ravens. And Joe Cambridge is coming up, leaving the field, but he is hopping and limping noticeably.
Yeah, he's been doing that for the last few plays, but now it's getting much worse. Right now we're seeing him taking a hit after hit in that backfield because even when he has a second to throw, the linemen are being pushed into his lap. So he's not been having good, clean pockets this afternoon.
Punter Evan Workman end up punted away, standing at his own 20-yard line. Ravens have Joseph back at his 30. This kick nearly blocked, but he's able to get it away. And the wind will knock it down. Joseph runs up, calls a fair catch around the 40-yard line. We'll see where they decide he was at when he caught it right at the 40. And for Benedictine, 60 yards away from pay dirt is a lead, 56-21, just over 8 minutes to go in the ball game. And the Ravens, that's BC, we talked about it earlier, starting off at 1-2. Princeton, they've gotten on a little bit of a winning streak, and that's going to continue here today.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to see their record go to 5-2. They're going to be 1-0 in South play. And right now, this Benedictine defense has been fantastic. The offense has been extremely balanced, and this is a tough team right now. We're going to see Caden Austin probably for the remainder of this game.
Yep, the 6'4 freshman comes into the game, and he's going to hand off to Jonah, who gets across the 40-yard line, cuts back to his left, will gain about 3, maybe 4 yards. Jonah Roberts, the running back in there for Benedictine. Last year, he only got a couple of carries against this team for 14 yards, and Jonah has not gotten a ton of PT, but he's the kind of guy that you like to have at the ready and available to you because he's a very capable ball carrier.
Very capable, very hard runner out there. Now they're going to dot him straight behind quarterback Caden Austin.
Second down 7 for the Ravens from their own 43. Austin will turn around, talk to his running back. Now hand it to him. Gets over to the left side, across the 45, pushes, drives the stack to near the 50, gets it across the 50, still driving, and that's going to be enough to move the chains. It's a 1st and 10 Ravens.
So the official's going to go ahead and kill the play at midfield and say, hey, we're not going to give you that extra push. But see, that's that strong running we were just talking about from Jonah Roberts. He has a good center of gravity, able to push forward at 185 pounds.
Did I see Abram Phillips out there?
You didn't. You saw somebody wearing that number. He's a tight end. I don't know who he is.
He is broad at the shoulders and a big, wide guy.
Saw that during warm-up.
Wearing number 43. Do not know who that is. 1st and 10, BC at the midfield stripe. Here goes Jonah. Straight ahead running. Turned sideways. I love how he just twisted the body, knifed his way forward, picks up about 6 or 7. It'll bring up a 2nd down for the Ravens, and the clock rolling along now at 6.5 to go in the game. Wide to the left side for Benedictine. Single receiver over there is going to be Adam Jackson Jr. 2nd down at the 44-yard line. Jackson will come motion to the right side. That's going to be the wide side of the field. Quarterback play action, back to throw, going deep, downfield, and he's got a man that's going to be out of his reach right at the goal line because he's looking for Matthew Sanford. I think Matthew maybe underestimated his throwing ability and slowed down or maybe stopped for a moment.
I think he started stumbling a little bit.
That would
have worried about trying to keep his feet, and by the time he looked up, that ball was right on him. Incomplete pass, but that was a big, strong pass from quarterback Caden Austin. Let's talk about your other tight end that's been in
the
there.
Mystery 43.
43. Trey Brexton, a 6'1" freshman out of Helias in Jeff City.
Oh, there you go. Third down and three. BC inside the 45-yard line of Central Methodist. Ravens with a huge lead. The ball is going to be low. Take it to the shoe. Thompson running it to the right side. Jonah Roberts first down inside the 40. Mark him all the way down to the 37-yard line.
Because I noticed during pregame we had a 43, and I'm like, that's not Abram Phillips over here, because, again, this guy was taller than Abram, and I said, Abram hasn't played any tight end this season. Well, now we find out that it is Trey Bexton.
Hey, another guy from not far away getting into the game now. Just coming into the lineup is going to be Bryce Nichols, a 6'2 senior from Columbia, Missouri, out of Rock Bridge High School. You know, big senior, 6'2", 299. Back to throw, left-hand pass. Over to the left side, it's going to be caught, picking up another 6 or 7. And that's a great clip at which to throw the ball. You just pick up a handful of yards, you come back to the line of scrimmage, you pick up another 5, 6, 7, or 8, and then you decide, you know what, we're going to stretch the field a little bit and take it deep. That was R.J. Brewster with the catch. And Ravens quickly back up to the line of scrimmage on a second down 5.
R.J. Brewster, a sophomore out of Atlanta.
5 minutes to go in the game. Tight end is going to shift over to the left side. Going to see a lot of these young guys getting an opportunity here today. Here's a handoff running back, and he'll be piled up around the 35-yard line. Not much in there for BC is... I don't have a 38 either.
Give me a 38 is going to be... Sam Torline.
Oh, there you go. We were just talking about Sam on the way up.
Because Sam's now playing some running back, right, instead of the linebacker. Yeah. And I think we heard that he made the travel roster for today. So 38, Sam Torline out of DeSoto High School.
Third down from the 35-yard line. Back to throw. QB over to Mills. Caught! A leaping catch at the 25 and another Benedictine. First down, and the Ravens will keep the drive alive and advance the chains. They continue to ease closer to the end zone. They continue to burn time off the clock. We are inside 4 minutes to go. And that was a great throw, and that was an excellent catch downfield, Gus, by Adam Jackson Jr.
Adam Jackson Jr. skies up to make that reception, and they're going to leave Torline in the backfield.
Trips to the left side. I've seen that before. That's the first time I've heard that. First down, Benedictine at the 22. Single man very wide to the near side. Quarterback is going to roll to the left. He's looking downfield. He's going to have his man out of the backfield, and it'll be caught and sliding out of bounds near the 15-yard line.
They're going to say he was out of bounds by the time he was able to haul that thing in. That time they were looking again for the freshman tight end, Trey Bexton.
Okay, if you're going to start having to add all these numbers, those boards are either going to have to get bigger or the print's going to have to get smaller. I don't know what you're going to do here. Second down for BC. We have not advanced to...
They're going to say he was out of bounds by the time he secured it.
Yep. By the time he secures the ball, it's going to go incomplete then with the clock stopping 3.5 minutes to go, and the Ravens up by 35. Second down 10 from the 23-yard line. There goes Torline, cutting to the left, angles into the middle, gets inside the 20-yard line. Third down for BC. But the object of the Ravens now, there are multiple things they're trying to achieve. They're getting young guys some playing time and some snaps. They are running time off the clock, and they are preparing to enjoy a fourth consecutive win.
And your first win of the season in the South, right?
Yeah.
Like, open the South, this is a great way to do it.
All kinds of important. Torline in motion will nearly catch the pass. It was way out in front of him. He reached out with that right arm, but could not quite secure it and haul it in. And now Benedictine. Are they going to go for a field goal here? It is
sure,
fourth down.
Going to give Harry a little work.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen. Jackson Dooley back into the game. He'll hold. Harry Balky back into the game. He will kick. Zach Filippi into the game, the long snap, and it is going to be a 38-yard field goal effort for the Ravens from the left hash mark. It is down, it is up, and you could just add a little bit more to the Ravens scoring total. Timeout, 2:50 to go in the game. Neil, we're going to take one more break as the Ravens now lead Central Methodist 59-21.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do?
If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
As we get back here to Fayette, Missouri, the Ravens tack on a field goal with 2:50 left. Now the ensuing kickoff is going to be over the return man's head out the back of the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. As that time, the kickoff by Cullen Bruner for the Ravens. Central Methodist will start this possession at their own 25-yard line.
Now, if you're Central Methodist, we talked about for the Ravens, you know, what you're doing, why you would kick a field goal late in the ball game, because you guys have just had no opportunities to do that, and you need to make sure that you hone those skills. Now, for CMU, what are you going to do? 2:50 to go. I mean, this thing is more than way out of hand. You just want to run the clock out. You want to try to work on something. What do you do right now if you're head coach Brown?
Try not to get anybody hurt.
Just come out.
I think you've really got to protect your quarterback right here.
Okay, and he's out there limping, so he's not protecting the quarterback. I would have somebody else out there probably because I don't want to see him dinged up and getting worse.
Yeah,
I mean,
and that's why I'm surprised that he did come out for this position, but at least turn around, hand the ball off, get it out of his hands. I'd be a little surprised if you see him with an opportunity to throw the ball in this last 2.5 minutes.
Clock is clicking along now, and Central Methodist is taking plenty of time. They're looking over the near side. They're letting that play clock wind and just trying to get to the end of this thing. Joe Cambridge still in at QB. He's just going to hand off to his running back. He'll go to the right side, take a terrible beat. He got hit. Gus, he bounced back. It looked like Super Mario. You know, when you hit the guy and he flies backward, he flew through the air about 3 yards back and landed at the 20-yard line. My goodness.
That time, give it to Nicholas Heisland, a 6'4" redshirt freshman out of Helias in Jeff City.
Okay, and that's how you catch coach's eye, right? You hit the guy and make him fly through the air, go backwards.
No, what else that was? It was a loss on a run.
Yes, third down and a dozen or so for CMU back inside their own 25-yard line. Letting that play clock roll down as far as they can. We're at a minute 20. They're going to have to snap maybe twice more. Here's going to be the quarterback. He'll throw it over into the left flat, caught, and across the 25. It goes up to near the 30, so he's going to pick up about 5 or 6.
Blake Castillo in on the stop right there out of the Maryville, Missouri. Is that Mary, right? No S? Kansas is the S.
I think that's right, yes. Missouri, no S. Kansas, S. Play clock 27, game clock minute 3. Fourth down for Central Methodist. And CMU is going to end the day with negative rushing yards. Isn't that the second time this year the Ravens have held somebody to negative rushing yards?
Because didn't they do it to Colbert?
I believe it was. There was somebody. I remember it. Central Methodist is going to punt this thing away, and there's the snap, and there's the boot nearly blocked. It is a short kick, and it'll roll and keep rolling, and mainly it's burning time up down to the 32-yard line, and Benedictine, they will have to snap it, okay? 27 and 25 are the times on the clocks. And now we have a marker down. We're back. Hold on. We got Ozzy interrupting the official. You know how officials are yelling at you and the PA guy for playing that stuff? I don't know what that was really was. Whatever it was declined. And so, here we go. 27 seconds to play in the ball game, 25 on the play clock. And for Benedict, then it'll be a matter of falling on this thing one time.
and wrapping it up. Colfer finished with -3.
See, there you go.
And Central will finish with -1 rushing yards.
Yeah. So, again, if you're that Raven defense, defensive coaching staff, particularly that front group that we talk about so much, Jaden LaBella, the 5'11", 270-pound senior from Springfield, Missouri, is going to come in. The Ravens are going to go to the diamond formation. And that's going to do it. Final score in this one this afternoon, Benedictine 59, Central Methodist 21. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, back with you here at Davis Field on the CMU campus, where this afternoon, in spite of a really strong quarter, I guess, by Central Methodist in the third, where they battled back and, you know, they gave it, what do we call it, the old college try. Still, it was just a dominating effort by Benedictine today.
Yeah, I mean, it was a furious 66 seconds right there for Central Methodist, right? They had the Joe Cambridge touchdown to Zane Rice, and then 66 seconds later, they get the pick six off of Caden Austin, and they ran that thing back 39 yards. But then after that, the Ravens kind of buckled. Thank you. The Ravens buckled down a little bit and were able to come away with a nice 59-21 win here. As we talked about a moments ago, that this is the second time this season Benedictine has been able to hold a team to negative rushing yards. Central Methodist is going to finish with -1. A few weeks ago, they were able to hold Culver Stockton to -3 rushing yards on the day. So, again, Ravens came out of the bye week and looked sharp here today. The one thing I really liked, how about this? Three penalties today.
Three penalties at only 24 penalty yards. 34 first downs for Benedictine. I mean, you could just go all the way down this whole stat thing. Very, very impressive. Ravens averaging 7 yards a carry, rushing the ball for, yeah, you heard me right, another, like last week, another 2 weeks ago, over 300 rushing yards.
Yeah, you start looking at the numbers. Sean Wara with 142 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. Witherspoon with 111 rushing yards. So, Wara scores 3 rushing touchdowns. Gathright scores 3 through the air. Zimmerman scores 2 through the air. So, Ravens scoring in bunches. Balky attacks that one on late. The Ravens now go to, they're going to go to 5-2 overall. They're going to 1-0 in the South Divisional play. Now, the only question is, can they go up in the national polls? Because the overall trend has been, if you score a lot, you tend to go down in the last few weeks. So
okay, and this win should tell you one thing. If you've been kind of on the fence trying to decide what you're going to do next week, is come to Atchison for homecoming, because Benedictine is going to be back at Wilcox Stadium, and they are going to be hosting a longtime rival who is coming in, Missouri Valley, coming in for homecoming next week, and it is going to be the 1 o'clock game. Missouri Valley, how are they doing here so far this afternoon? It was tied very early on. We'll update that score for you here as
they are having homecoming of their own. And
wow. At halftime, Missouri Baptist leads at Missouri Valley 13-7 over in Marshall. Should we stop on the way home?
Oh, let's not.
We could be in, you know, in time for the dance this evening, you know. I didn't bring my good shoes, but we'll figure it out. Cohen will help me out with that. Hey, Ravens win it here this afternoon. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us. Again, the final score in Fayette, Benedictine 59, Central Methodist 21. Till we greet you next week for our man, Neil. Neil, well done. Producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Thank you so very much. For Cohen here and Gus Couch, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 45, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow, highs level off around 57. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Sunny skies and calm Monday, with daytime highs approaching 62. 69 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to Benedict and Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Our coverage of Benedict and Raven Football is brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.